even need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 150. That's right. Today, we're playing Reverse Family Feud and should be a lot of fun here as we welcome in a man who has been here for 150 episodes of Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Here is the great host of 3.5 podcasts. It's Akiva Winokur. Akiva, how are you?
I've been on all of them. I'm 150 for 150.
I think so. And I think we technically did like a couple like bonus episodes too. So 150 plus for Akiva.
Asterisk. There's a big asterisk in 150.
Yeah. Okay. Is that your bowling average also 150?
That would be nice. I think 150 is really good. I don't know if this is the most boomer thought I ever had.
I think Frail Mary bowls a 150.
Frail Mary has a lot of weird talents. I'll say this. I had like the weirdest thought the other day.
Go on.
Like 2 weeks ago when it was my birthday, I was like, you know, it would be a good birthday. Like going to a bowling alley in that has like all you could bowl for a couple hours.
Okay.
Bowling could get expensive, you know?
Yeah.
And trying to beat my all-time high score, which is 164 done 3 times.
Whoa. Wait, so you have gotten 164 exactly 3 times?
Exactly 164 3 times. I've never beat it.
Yeah.
And would that be fun? And like, it was like such a midlife, third life crisis thing where if only, I don't know, like I'm in the middle of my life, probably over halfway. Anyway, it was like, oh, that would be fun if I just, you know, went bowling. And I don't even know if other people were involved. I was just trying to beat my score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't Le'Veon Bell do that a couple of years ago?
That he went bowling by himself?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Didn't he like leave the team or something? I don't know.
I think he was supposed to be sick. He was like too sick to play and he was spotted at a bowling alley all night.
Maybe that's where COVID started. He'd like sneezed all over the balls and that's basically all the timeline. Well,
we can explore this more at another point. Akiva's love of bowling, but we have a lot to get to. Akiva, back-to-back game shows.
Yeah. We hadn't done a game show in a while. People have been asking for them. We'll get more about that in the mailbag, but yeah, 2 game shows in a row. But this one is sort of a sequel, sort of not. It's Reverse Family Feud. It's not like the real family.
The Reverse Family Feud. And we could not do any family feud without this woman who is making one of many appearances here on Rob is a Podcast. Of course, she is my co-host of Patron Family Feud. It is the great TikTok Nicole.
Hey, besties. Feels great to be back. Rob. Yes. You're killing it on TikTok lately. I love to see whenever you're on my For You page. It always gives me a smile. The student has become the master. I'm so proud.
No. You are always the master. And I am so thrilled whenever I see one of your TikToks. Who was that you were on the subway recently and you were like filming a picture of a newsman that you really like his work?
No, so there is this musical artist named Steve Lacy, and he has this very popular song with the Gen Zers called Dark Red. And there's also a Fox 5 local broadcaster named Steve Lacy. I just filmed the video of the ad with his song in the background. I'm like, Steve Lacy, I love your work. Okay. And I get an autograph.
See, I didn't have the musical reference. I was like, boy, I guess TikTok Nicole must love local news.
Nah, neither did TikTok. It got like 12 likes, so really struggling with that one.
Well, yeah, I don't know if the Fox 5 10 o'clock news and your TikTok crew is really, there's a lot of overlap. I wonder if our guests know Steve Lacy, because I like to think of myself as like very, I'm on top of the music, you know, like listen to every album every week. Don't know Steve Lacy.
I thought you listened to one new album a week. I don't know you listened to you listen to every album every week?
I make a list. There's a list on Wikipedia that's like, here are the albums that came out this week. And I don't listen to every one. If I've never heard them or I'm not interested or it's like their 17th album and I missed the first 16, then I skip. But I'd say I had 5 to 10 every week. Yeah.
5 to 10 albums every week. And you seemingly never talk about music.
It's very boring. And if you do a tweet about music, you get no likes. Like nobody, music is so fractured that nobody likes the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I talk about music, it's just a snooze fest to people.
So you love music so much, and then you're just like, a bubble that nobody else loves music as much as you.
I think so, because like, I'll be like, you know, if somebody wants like a playlist, I did something a few weeks ago, which was truly.
Put it on the wheel right now. Akiva's playlist.
No, nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. I'm telling you, it'll be our worst episode. It'll be, I won't say what,
you know. If you put a gun to my head and said, what are Akiva's favorite musical artists? I'd be dead. So I couldn't even give you one musical artist that Akiva's listening to.
Let's bring in our guests and then we can explore this more. Okay. So we are going to be joined by a pair of podcasters to help us play the reverse Family Feud. And I don't know exactly how the teams are going to work, but let's welcome in the co-host of the Masked Singer Rehap Up. It's Liana Boris and Puya Zamakili.
I was thinking it's been too long since I've been on Renap. I have not been able to experience Akiva's odd behavior in person for so long. So it's just, it really feels great to be back. I'm so fascinated by the midlife crisis of a fervent third life crisis. Yes. Apologies. to beat your own high score in bowling. Like, it's all just nuggets of gold here. I'm learning so much.
Yeah, speaking of missed nuggets. Yes.
Yeah. Why'd you had to go with the nuggets? It's episode 150. I'm happy to be here. No nuggets will be wagered today. Mark my words. We're not doing it.
Okay.
All right. Wagers.
All right.
Let's talk about something for a second.
But Nicole, if you were having a party, would you let Akiva make the playlist?
He wouldn't be my first choice, if I'm being honest.
If everyone else was like,
fun episode to go through Akiva's playlist, like Akiva makes a party playlist for each occasion.
I'm genuinely curious about it. I want like Akiva to pick the soundtrack to my funeral, and I'm holding him to that. Knock on wood, but I am holding him to
that. No way I make a pass.
Yeah, but come fine. On. Come on.
I'm
no actuary, but
It would just be a pure mystery to me. Like, it could go a million different ways. In the same way, Nicole, that you were like, I would have no idea what he would pick. I have no idea what Akiva would think is appropriate for, you know, a 16-year-old's birthday party. Like, I don't know.
I think it would be inappropriate for me to be there. That's not appropriate.
Yeah, Puya and Liana, that eventually when things calm down a little bit, are you going to have like a housewarming party that maybe Akiva could make the playlist for?
Akiva, what would your DJ name be? We'll get you a booth set up. What would your DJ name be?
I mean, it's the same as my rap name, which is Greatest Living American.
Not DJ Lil Kiwi.
DJ Lil Kiwi's not bad. That's not bad, honestly.
Okay. All right. So if people
my wife took the kids down like years ago to Florida, and we had like a house up in upstate New York that we were going to, me and four friends, for the weekend. And so on the way there, I like was the DJ. I was sitting in the passenger seat and playing music, and they came to me as we were leaving on Sunday night, and they're like, all right, we have to talk. We considered leaving without you. But we will let you come back in the car, but you can't, you have to sit in the back and you can't play music.
Why?
Like, what? I don't know.
What did you play?
I don't know. They didn't like what I was doing. I guess they didn't want to listen to music altogether. Mm-hmm. They didn't play music. Yeah. But I got pulled. I got pulled as the DJ for the ride home.
You got the hook.
Now we have to put this on the wheel. Like, put it on the wheel. I need to know.
Some people say I have great taste in music.
I mean, how bad could it be? I think that, Akiva's playlist is could be a big hit. I think people would be very curious.
Maybe we could get one of the people who was in that car ride to explain what happened. I don't know what happened, but I got pulled. We did have, on 32 Fans, we had a guy on whose job it is to pick songs for shows. Like, you know, all right, this is like a sad scene. You know, we're going to buy the rights to... you know, the Sarah McLachlan song from the Dogs and Cats video, whatever. So he said, wow, Akiva, you have great taste in music. That's the only compliment I've ever gotten about that. But Rob, we have if we could stop talking about music for a second, talking about wagering before.
Yeah,
we have Puya here.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since we made our what's going to happen 2021 bets at the end of last year.
That's right.
And I won a bunch of them. You won one. But the biggest, the $100 bet, was who would win in a race between Puya and our friend Mike Bloom.
Yes.
Now, the race has not happened yet.
No.
I was thinking, so I'm coming back to the greater New York area. Is Connecticut in like the metropolitan area? Is it New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut? think so. Sure. I think I think Connecticut's the third state.
It's tri-state. Tri-state. Yeah.
That's the tri. It's not Pennsylvania. It's Connecticut is the third state. Okay. Could be Pennsylvania. Like maybe it should be. Maybe they oust Connecticut. Anyway, yeah.
I think that New York and New Jersey have a final three with both, and they just call it the mm-hmm. tri-state area.
Yeah. But they might have to make fire against each other.
It's Connecticut officially, according to Google. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
So, what's it called? I'm coming. What if this winter? I know a guy who is a government official in the state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
I bet he could get us a track. He could get us like a high school track.
Yeah.
This winter. And Puya, will you commit now? If we could get a high school track to Racing Mike in January or February.
Seems to be icy.
I mean, we'll do it when there's no ice on the ground.
I mean, do you think like the track if it's icy?
If it's icy, the race is canceled.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no snow on the ground in January or February, we'll find a high school track in Connecticut, and we're going to finally do the race. We'll bring Mike up from New York or Jersey or wherever, and we'll do the race. What do you think?
I'll do it. No, sign me up. I'll do it. I'm ready. I'm good to go.
I'm going to get a track for this, Rob.
Okay. All right. Well, keep
I was actually
posted.
Thinking. Yeah. I had this crazy thought. The hotel I was staying at this summer in Connecticut had like a bunch of wedding halls. So they see these massive rooms. They could probably have like three weddings going at once. I was thinking like, there's no wedding today. I wonder if we could just have the race in this hall. No one would stop. Would you think I would have got kicked out of the hotel if we just had a race in the reception room? I don't think so.
I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's against the rules. I
mean, we haven't been kicked out of hotels for worse.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you know I do get very nervous about getting kicked out of hotels.
Yeah.
You could tell from... Yeah. I'm not a big rule breaker.
Yeah. I think Akiva would be like, everybody quiet. Quiet during the race. We're going to get kicked out.
It was weird when we did the sleepover podcast because like, not only was thinking to the room, but it was like right above the heads of like the night clerk who was probably playing like solitaire on their computer or something, like just trying to...
Yeah.
You know, because nothing was happening probably in the hotel one. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Enough of our hijinks from our second lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're playing here to play the reverse family feud. Nicole, could you tell us how the reverse family feud is going to work?
Okay. So, oh boy, do we got a hot one today? Usually we play family feud where we have teams guess how they think 100 people might have answered a particular survey question. Today, we're going to start with the least popular answer. The premise is simple. You have to guess the question that I'm asking, the premise, based off of the revealed answers. Each time a team guesses correctly, they get a determined amount of points. However, if they guess incorrectly, I will continue to reveal answers in order from least to most popular. And you get a chance each time I reveal an answer to answer.
Yes.
And the scoring is as follows. Let's say in a round, you guess the question correctly at the sixth most popular answer. Your team gets 6 points because that's way more challenging than get it.
Right.
Say when you get it at the second most popular answer. That makes sense, right?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Are we penalized for guessing wrong? No negative points, right? Like no negative shout points. Out an answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Try to keep it nice and simple. No Survivor 41, steal a vote, slice and dice advantage. None of that here.
Yeah. Nicole, can you tell us about did you invent this game?
So I got a text from Akiva at Saturday at like maybe 12:45 my time. I was at the bar with my girls. He said, reverse family feud. PM.
Okay.
AM? I don't know. AM. It was early in the morning.
Was it brunch? It was brunch at the bar?
No. I was like out at the bar. It was the evening.
Got
so
it.
I woke up in the morning.
That's AM,
and I was
Nicole.
Like, okay. Sorry. I don't have to read a clock in school anymore. I have an iPhone. But do you think I have military time?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but anyways, I had no idea what to do. So I kind of, throughout the week, I made different iterations, kind of passed them through my friends, tried to see if they made sense. And everyone agreed that this is the iteration that made the most sense.
Akiva, so whose idea was this?
I think we came up with it on the podcast. And it wasn't Nicole's idea. We just like, oh, it's Family Feud.
We came up with reverse Family Feud on the podcast?
We did, yes. I don't think it was pitched.
Someone's idea. So they said that they like to watch TV.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't remember who specifically it was.
Somebody watches TV with the sound off and they try to guess what the category was. As a photo. Right. We did, don't just...
I'm not trying to take...
Did you really bowl a 164, Akiva?
Three times!
Yeah.
And we did it twice.
Mm-hmm. I thought we did it. Listen, I can't keep track of. We got a lot of ideas.
Yeah, that was it. Was a pitch. I went and you know,
I actually thought it was Rob's idea. To be fair,
shout out to the person that came up with this. It's a good idea.
So this is my interpretation of what a reverse Family Feud might be.
Yeah.
So I'll do the Zoom thing and share my screen. Mm-hmm. I didn't determine teams beforehand. I just thought that you guys would do that before, but mm-hmm. I guess that's not the case.
I want to argue about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll bring up the screen. Do we want to talk about what the teams might be? Sure. There isn't really a mechanism for who goes first, who goes second. Each team gets their own set of questions. Okay.
So, and as far as I understood it, so it's going to be me versus Akiva, but we haven't determined who's going to be partners with whom.
That's correct. Well, this is called Reverse Family Feud. So in regular Family Feud, you play with your family.
Yes.
But in reverse, I thought like if my family was on Family Feud, I'd have to cut one of the kids. Like one of my kids. I mean, honestly, they would probably cut me. It would be my wife and the four kids. But like, there's only five people.
Yeah.
You would need to find a fifth.
Yeah. I guess we would have like a family friend or like my father-in-law or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's better if family members play opposite. So we're podcast co-hosts. We're on opposite teams. Mm-hmm. And Puya and Liana are podcast co-hosts.
We're
like a married couple. Mm-hmm. And then they're literally married and figuratively married. And they're podcast co-hosts. So we figured we'd split them up, too. It's reverse Family Feud.
Yeah.
But we got to figure out who gets Liana and who gets Puya.
Mm-hmm. So you put a big pause in there, man. You said who gets Liana and who gets stuck with Puya. Let's figure that out.
Save them, slightly. You know. I don't know. It's alphabetical order.
That's fair. That's fine. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm not upset.
Good save. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, should we ask Liana and Puya? Do you both have, like, maybe this could be easy? Maybe Liana and Puya already have figured out what they want to do.
Oh no, we hadn't talked about it.
Hmm.
You could flip a coin or something, and then you pick like whether or not you want to pick your player first or you want to go first or something like that. Because as mm-hmm. Nicole mentioned, there was also no mechanism for who's going to go first.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So do you want to give or receive?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
okay. Kick or receive, I guess. And then which field do you want?
We want the ball and we're going to score.
Mm hmm.
That's okay. A throwback.
All right. Well, let's you know, not spend too much time on this.
Mm-hmm. Like at least no more than 20 minutes. Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Liana and Puya, do you both want to be on Rob's team? You be honest.
No.
Oh, wow. Liana, do you want to be on Rob's team?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean,
you like... may have painted yourself into a corner.
Here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna flip a coin. Puya, you're gonna say head or tails.
Heads.
Okay, it is heads. I didn't think this one through. I don't know what that's
so now
for.
He gets to pick his partner.
You pick your partner.
All right. Well, I'm nice. So, Rob, let's take him down. Rob, let's do it.
Okay. In fairness, I feel like Akiva might need the most help, Liana.
Okay. Yeah. I can lend my services. Okay. That sounds good. I'm good with that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Akiva and I got this. I mean, a man who can bowl 164 three times is the best partner one could ask for.
I was thinking on Family Feud, like if they did a Jeopardy style and the winning team gets to stay on forever. Imagine if there was just like one super dominant team that never lost. Like, all right, it's been 6 months. The Joneses are like 180 mm-hmm. and 0. Mm-hmm. They've won $2 million.
Mm-hmm. Most dominant family.
They're like showing up in like their limo to the game. Like, wouldn't that be fun? Like, I don't know why those shows don't do it. Like, wouldn't you want to see the same families game after game, like in Jeopardy? I don't know why they don't do that.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. No, you want to see new families every day?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wheel of Fortune also. It's never the same.
They used to have, when I was younger, I feel like that they would have like the same family stay on. I feel like that I think you had a limit of like five times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get a car after the fifth time. That's the best part.
Oh.
But now it's one and done?
I think so. Okay.
All right. Akiva and Liana.
Yeah.
Versus Puya and Rob.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have been podcast co-hosts, so that's like there's some symmetry there.
Mm-hmm.
Liana and I, we've been on the same Among Us stream a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. Okay. I'm confident.
All right. Yeah. And so then, Puya got to pick, then do Liana and Akiva go first?
I think we pick, right? So do we want to? Yeah. So
I think we should let them.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You guys go first. We don't exactly know how it's going
to. We go second. We'll learn the rules. Yeah. Get the inside info.
Throw them to the finishers first. There we go. Get that music going. Okay.
All right. Nicole, could you set up what we're looking at here?
So there is the reverse Family Feud board. There are seven questions on the board. By the way,
we're recording the video for this if people want to watch on the YouTube channel, that the video will be in the description for the podcast.
All right. So we have a point values are regular single. I have the seven top answers on the board for a question. Who knows what the question is? That's for you guys to find out. And the seventh most popular answer is show. Okay. Three people said show.
All right. So if we talk it through, though, we could also provide hints for the other team.
Oh, there's no stealing. I figured the stealing would be a lot because you're going to get all the way to one at some point.
Yeah, it's your question and then it's our question. We can't steal.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Collaboration is encouraged.
I thought it was going to go back and forth. Okay. Mm-mm. All right.
So you wanted to score that way.
Yes. Okay. So... Wait, do you have a guess here? So the number seven answer on the board is show.
I think it's got to do with what would you like an extracurricular you would spend your money on? Like their show could be movies, could be concert. I feel like that is the direction I'm feeling with the word show.
But again, this is the seventh thing of like a. I wonder, could it be the verb show? Like, name something you do with your stamp collection.
Name things you and
seven answers for that?
I'm giving an example of what it could be.
Right.
All right. So you want to name something, some entertainment that you would...
So real quick clarification question. Do we either do a full guess now?
Yeah.
Or do we get one shot is what I'm trying to figure out here.
No,
are we getting one shot?
We get seven shots.
You get one shot for a thing. Yeah. He's going to put something else on the
table. How about this, Puya? Name a place you might take a date.
Oh, that is money. That's a good answer. That's a good question.
Good answer.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's go with that one. Yeah.
Okay. You got to hit him with that. And unfortunately, that is not correct. We are going to the sixth most popular answer, which is search.
Okay. See, now I'm thinking back to verb.
Yeah. That sounds more salient. Now yeah.
Both of those start with the letter S. Like, could it be like, what is a verb that starts with the letter S?
Search, show, seek.
How about this? Is there anything with that name a word that comes after star?
Star show? Star search for sure.
Mm-hmm. Show star.
I think, I don't know. I like the verb one better, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling better
That's
about
very specific,
that one.
Though. I can't imagine a Family Feud question of name a verb that starts with S. But
what's Steve Harvey's innuendo be for that one?
It was so hard finding questions where the third answer wasn't like some version of like booty. Like booty. I tried to keep it as
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything unclear.
It's not your father's family.
Either way, I don't think we have it. You want to just go to the number five answer?
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay with going for the fifth one.
Okay.
And number five, we got mall.
Okay, so take the letter S out of there.
Oh, strip. It's strip, isn't it? It's strip mall, strip search, strip show. It's strip. Okay, it's got to be strip something.
All right, name a word that comes after strip.
Play the money. That's the that plays and play the music because you're getting the money. That is the correct answer.
Well done. So,
boom.
Thank you. Was the fifth most popular answer, so your team gets 5 points.
Okay.
That's pretty impressive. That's
the top four.
All right. Thank you. Do we have any ideas what number 4, 3, 2, and 1 might be?
I already said 3 is always booty.
Oh.
Booty.
Booty. Booty.
Yeah. Strip. Steak.
Okay, let's see what we got. We got poker, joint, tees, and strip club.
Wait, this strip club, strip tees, strip joint, and strip show were all on the board? We surveyed 100 pervs and asked them.
I mean, the first one was strip, not like science, you know? They were expecting... But yeah, usually that would be like one, right? Club, like a slip club and joint.
Yeah, what's the difference between a strip club and a strip joint? Thing.
I mean, it doesn't matter for y'all. You did pretty good with that. You got it at number 5, so.
Yeah. We aced it. Yeah. We aced it.
Yeah, Puya did get it pretty quick.
I know. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Yeah, you can go to the strip joint if you want later. But that
thank you. How nice
you earned it. You've earned it.
Don't get a strip search there. That's ideally no strip search at the strip club.
You don't want to end up in that position, yeah. Okay. Maybe the mall. We'll go to the strip mall. Strip
now,
mall.
I hope our option has 7 choices also.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Right. Yeah. Of course. I'm all about 7? Equity.
Okay.
No, we're going to do double and triple rounds coming up, but we're starting single with 7 answers.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So are you guys ready for the next question?
Yes.
Let's do it.
So it's 5-0, Rapuya.
Yes.
Okay.
You guys can work on your team name.
Yeah. I have my iPad right here. I'm doing the math. I'm doing the calculations.
Yeah. No Kalish math here.
No Kalish math.
Good. Okay. Good.
All right.
So the 7th answer is pool table.
Probably. It's probably best places to strip.
We asked 100 pervs. What's the best place you'd like to see someone strip? It's going to be some type of activity, right?
Yeah.
Best place. It could even be. Yeah, it's interesting that it's pool table, not playing pool, right? So the fact that it's the object of the pool table, I think we need to keep that in mind.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like the next one could be like football field or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have a guess, though, at pool table?
It could also be something like, if you had this amount of money, what would you buy? Or something like that also.
Like a popular, name a popular Christmas present? No.
That is one of the big Christmas gifts, pool table.
Pool table, obviously. It could be, or something you find in the basement.
Something you find?
Or that's good.
Something you find in the basement, or something you find in like a CD bar or something.
You're kind of stuck on the whole strip club part of thing of it all.
No, I think pool table. Yeah, something you find in a basement is great. I like that.
Okay, that'll be our.
Find in a basement.
Okay, all right. Let's go with that because we can answer right. There's no penalty.
Yeah,
so.
No penalty.
Okay.
Well, thank God there's no penalties because that is not correct.
Oh.
Okay.
What?
So the number 6 answer is white dudes.
White dudes.
Now I like thing you find in the back of a bar.
Yeah. White dudes.
This is from the actual Family Feud show. I had my DVR recording Family Feud for months in preparation for this. So I really went back into the archives for
Okay. What if it's
a grinder?
Things you find in a frat house.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty
table.
Good. That's pretty good. I don't even want to know 1 through 5, honestly. We might have to skip it.
I'm a little nervous.
Yes. So things you find in a frat house. Is that our final answer, Liana?
I'm open to ideas. That was the first thought that popped into my head with this combination of things.
That's pretty good. I don't know if we're going to beat that right now. Okay. We thought it was going to be like objects, and now it's clearly not objects. So we've zagged.
Okay. All right. So yeah, we'll go with the frat house answer for now, but don't feel optimistic about it.
Unfortunately, that is not correct, my guys.
Shucks. Okay.
My dudes. Okay. We'll go to the number 5 most popular answer, which is an Christmas tree/ornament.
No, it is things you freaking get on Christmas. Well, I don't know who's getting white dudes on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually you don't get the tree on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm getting more and more confused as the
things that have cues, things that have sticks.
Whoa.
No. Xmas tree.
Things that collect dust. Things that have balls. White.
The Christmas trees have
Christmas ornaments.
Yeah. See, I don't know much like about baubles. Christmas trees. There's balls on them. I
guess ornaments are balls. Decoration. Okay. So what do these things have? Okay. So Christmas trees / ornaments. Oh my God. I have no idea.
This is hard. Yeah, I do we have a better answer than I was much more confident in our first two. Now I know less about this than
I know.
And also, this is 4, 5, and 6. Like, these are not the main answers. That's a tricky part of this game.
Right, right, right.
Like, the obvious answers are, you know, there's a lot of points on the board still. Xmas tree, white dudes, and pool table. We said basement. It's not a bar anymore. White dudes. What are white dudes? What are they up to these days?
Mm-hmm. Listening to every bowling album that comes out.
Bowling.
Bowling.
I genuinely have. I have no idea.
I don't even have a guess. Yeah, things with balls. Like, we don't know. And I have to get the 4, or else we're in trouble.
Okay, I think we're gonna have to go to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So we have baseball.
Okay. Now, you know, you sure we're wrong about the things with balls? Baseball, pool table, and it's not even like the baseball field, Liana. Yeah. It's baseball.
Yeah, it's baseball. Wait, white dudes turned into search. I'm going to assume that that's an error from the last one. Okay.
Typos.
So still white dudes. Okay, so baseball, Xmas, okay, Christmas tree slash ornaments, white dudes, and pool table.
Mm-hmm. White dudes, baseball. This is hard. And also, for people who are not watching, baseball's only at 9 points. We haven't had an answer that's like a popular answer yet, even. Mm-hmm. Pool table, white dudes. X-Men. We should get a phone a friend. Yeah. Like, what do these four things have in common? We should have done a phone a friend. If we do this again, we'll do that.
What if
we wouldn't. That's an insane rule. Like, we're gonna we're gonna call the podcast and then call people like, hey, we're playing Reverse Family Feud.
We have 60 seconds.
Answers are pool table, white dudes.
That's funny.
Christmas tree ornaments. And
I think
baseball.
We should make that rule now.
Yeah. No, we should have a time limit of that after each thing that Nicole reveals, you should have 20 seconds.
How long do you think we're taking? This is much harder. We would have got yours.
I know it.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, great. Great, great, great.
I'm ready to steal if that was part of this game.
I don't think it's part. It should be part.
I'm telling you, it's something with balls, baseballs, something with things that have balls.
Things you see at a party. No, I was thinking.
No, Liana, you're doing amazing. That's all I'll say.
Okay,
amazing
balls.
Mm-hmm.
White dude balls. White balls. Pink balls. No, white balls. Baseball. White ding, balls. Ding, ding. Okay.
White balls.
Okay, I had to give it to you. I feel like that was going to be a.
White balls? You're getting a little clues here.
I mean, our guess would have been white balls.
I saw the like. come on, you're close. This
you're
is
doing
charades.
Amazing, honey.
Yeah. I feel like that could have been a big debate once we got to 1 and we're still on the balls topic where they could have gotten a Christmas tree.
Things with white balls.
All right. Okay. So what are the top 3?
Golf.
Okay. Snowman.
Ah.
We also got the ping pong.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1, we got golf.
Yeah. That was.
What is this? Was on Family Feud? This question?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
What's the exact questions
are usually worse.
It must
what's
be like something,
question?
Something that has white balls or something like that. Cause that's how you get white dudes.
Something
like
that has white balls.
Name a place where you find white balls.
Place you find white balls.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the pool table.
Makes less sense.
By the way, I was looking, I tweeted about this, Rob. I was looking at like TV ratings recently.
Yes.
And like, the number 1 rated show on television is Family Feud.
Wait, hold on. You're going to have to like, what's the qualification there?
Okay. I'll tell you the qualification. None. The most watched television show in the country is Family Feud. It gets better ratings than any primetime television show. The number 2 show is Jeopardy. They switch back and forth every week.
Wait, so how many people a night are watching Family Feud?
Well, I think it's the day one. It's like the syndicated one.
The syndicated. So
8 million. I was looking at the ratings.
Yeah,
Family Feud, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune do more than like CSI. The Voice, and like nobody watches network television anymore. Survivor's in the top 5 in TV rating in 18 to 49. By the way, also in the top 5. One of the reasons I brought it up: The Masked Singer, one of the 5 most popular shows on television.
Let's go, baby.
Okay. All right.
He is falling on hard times.
Yeah. Not music.
This is literally, there's no qualification. Literally the most popular show on television.
Okay. All right. So what does the panel think about instituting a time limit where this 20 seconds, 30 seconds, Nicole goes to the next slide, whether you have an answer or not?
That's let's do 30, but that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. And then
we could go to 20 seconds.
But Nicole, do you have one of those like sand timey things in your place?
Yeah, do you have a 30-second hourglass at your home?
Do you have an hourglass?
Specifically sand hourglass.
I probably have one just because my kids have so many like old board games and stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm not living in 1638. I'm good.
Oh my God. Did you know Steve Lacy, Liana or Puya?
No.
Yeah, wow. He was in a group with the Odd Future members.
I was gonna say, oh yeah, he's kills it on the Channel 5 News.
Yeah, best news
in the tri-state area.
All right, let's go to round two.
Hey, and I got the stopwatch going. Are we ready?
Right.
Robin.
Yes.
Robin,
ready. Okay, here we go. All right, we got to save our time. All right, there's six answers here on the board, and
point values are doubled.
Oh, okay.
Oh, ooh. Damn.
And the number, if you get this right here, you get 12 points.
The number six answer is drugs. Okay.
Things you could find on a college campus.
Oh, I mean that's very seedy for the Family Feud.
I feel like we just went through white balls.
I don't think we're going to get it on just drugs. Things on a college campus. Seconds. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Incorrect.
It's fine.
Okay.
Number five answer is rope.
Okay. Now these things, rope and drugs, seem like, two things that are kind of nefarious or sort of like things that like don't put in your suitcase or things...
Things you can't take on a flight.
How about this? Things to keep away from children.
I like that. Let's go with that.
You had plenty of time, but that is not correct. Mm. So we're starting the clock. You have 30 seconds. And the number four answer is stolen money.
Stolen money, rope, and drugs. Okay. Is this something a kidnapper might have?
Stolen money, rope. Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah, things you could find on a criminal.
Yeah, well, maybe. I think we probably have to be specific. Okay, how about something, things that a criminal might have?
Oh, we got to go to the next one.
Okay.
We have a crowbar and a tools.
Okay, things that maybe a burglar might have.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that, because I think at this point, we're going to be left with two or one either way. So I think we go with that. That at least narrows it down. We've talked about. Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, we're going to go to the next slide.
Okay.
We got number two answer is body.
All right. So and then we're done after this. So.
You can guess with one answer.
What's that?
You can guess when the board is open. Okay.
So are these things at a crime scene? I don't know why rope. Six people would say rope at a crime scene.
Body would be at a crime scene.
You could see a crowbar.
Evidence? Ooh, because a body can be evidence. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Body's definitely evidence because like there's a bunch of stuff that can get off the body.
Hmm. Okay. Name something that could be evidence.
10 seconds. Okay, we'll go to number one, and we have gun and weapon. So I feel like we're not going to get more specific than that. So we might have to go back to the specificity rules here, but you can go ahead and wager another guess.
Mm-hmm. So the number one answer with 56 was gun or weapon.
Now, should we tell them when we know it like they did?
Yeah, we knew this all the way in the beginning.
We didn't mention crime scene, Rob, right? We didn't. We said evidence.
Okay. All right.
Let's see.
No,
I think we have to go with that. I don't have anything else. What we're up?
Something that police would fingerprint.
Ooh, places you could find fingerprints on. That doesn't seem like a great question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, name. You do fingerprints on a rope.
Okay, you got five seconds, but okay. I feel like it doesn't matter at this point.
Things at a crime scene.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll hit it with the X.
Okay.
It was not specifically what we were looking for. Let's see how you guys feel, because you guys got to this around.
Let's have Akiva tell us what it is.
Yeah, Akiva, tell me.
Well, I thought it was crime scene.
Okay.
I really thought the whole time it was crime scene.
Yeah.
So the question was, name something a criminal would hide in their trunk. Do we feel like they should get that at Stolen Money?
What did we say? What was the answer?
What was their
something
exactly?
A criminal might have? And I didn't give the balls to the White Balls team.
I think probably because I don't think they'd ever get the trunk part.
I mean, White Balls was specific to white dudes. Like it wasn't just dudes.
Liana, what do you think?
Technically, they're like pinkish, but that's fine. I'm fine. I'm fine with them getting the points.
Was that a scientific answer? I think it's Stolen Money. It's four. Yeah, that's which is the fourth one. It's eight.
Not for anything. How would get like
no trunk? Yeah,
like
yeah.
If there was like you know,
what if it was their house
tire axle? Yeah. Like maybe
spare tire.
Yeah. Like there's nothing that would lead you to a trunk. There's not one person that's listening to this podcast. Played it.
Yeah. Well, which is let the game finish if you're not sure and then decide after. I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, no,
it's like being a football referee.
Okay.
Let them play through and argue it.
Okay.
And hey, four so 8 points are double. You get 8 points. It's pretty good. Team Rob is up to 13 points in total.
Okay.
I do feel like you had plenty of time. I wish I could have had a better cue of giving you when there were 5 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do that better, but you had plenty of time with each of the rounds.
Okay.
So. Maybe that's just something to keep in mind as we go forward.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the pace for the listener.
Yeah, no, I feel that we only got we're halfway through. So, and we're
this is a short game, Rob.
Okay. And Fast Money is only fast-ish.
Okay, so maybe we could do like 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have time to breathe. Yeah. We got this. Namaste.
Okay.
And we're up to round 2B. The number 6 answer is compliment, and I'm going to put the time on start.
First thing I thought of was like things you want to hear from your partner or something like your significant other. But compliment is only two people said that. So maybe that.
Right. Because that might
feel
be
less confident in that
the
answer.
Second or third answer.
Things Rob and Akiva get on the Renap subreddit.
That would be number
compliment
one.
Is two. Compliment is two out of 100. Compliment. I mean, if we don't have something better, I think we do. But I agree. That's probably not. At 2 points, it's not it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll go with that for our answer for this one, but we'll see.
Okay, you want to hear from your partner, she said.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to the next round. That is not exactly correct.
Oh.
No. We have number 5, which is beg. The timer starts.
Compliment and beg.
How to get a job. You compliment them. You beg. From...
Like ways kids ask, no, because whether like kids ask for a present or something.
Yeah. Or is it how to get what you want. But then compliment's kind of a weird answer for that.
That is a weird answer. And also beg is weird. Maybe beg is warm then. I don't know.
Well, okay. Well, when do you encounter begging? Your kids do that, Akiva?
Yeah, they'll beg. But it's like they'll beg for a toy or to not go to school.
Yeah. How to not go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Compliment your parents. Ooh, you're looking good.
You got 5 seconds.
All right. What do you want to go with, Akiva?
Ways to flatter your parents.
Okay. Next slide. We have apologize.
Apologize.
Too late to apologize.
It's too late. So I think, is this like maybe a partner now, like a relationship? Like we're complimenting them, we're begging them, like things. Number one reason to text your partner?
Number one reason to text your partner to apologize?
To apologize.
I just feel like it's like, whoa, okay. It's a verb, right? So it's like, how would you do this?
Uh-huh.
You would blank, 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 blank. Oh my God. It could be so many things.
Oh, ways to get out of the doghouse.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Ding, 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 they got it!
Oh. Yes!
Wow. Damn.
In Akiva's wheelhouse.
Right. Oh,
that's what I said. A little unfair.
Reasons to text your partner.
Hey, we didn't have an order plan going in. That was just fate.
Let's talk about what else is there? Ways to get out of the doghouse?
Yeah, I know the answers.
Buy flowers.
Flowers is good.
Yeah, that is the number one. We got the love letter.
Pay her.
Pay her.
Honey,
the number two answer is money/pay her.
Pay her. I, honey, I know I insulted your soup last night.
Yeah.
Here's $50.
But what's your PayPal?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. This is from Venmo Celebrity you. Family Feud in prime time. So that's word for word what it said.
Pay her.
Pay her.
I can't believe
maybe it's celebrities. That's what they do. Maybe they like if they insult their partner, they
in
just
fairness,
pay them.
I did see this work for Tony Soprano one time that Carmelo was super pissed. He bought her a spec house and it worked out.
But that's more buying a gift, right? That really is one, not two.
I guess so.
If he had like handed her a bunch of cash and some gabagool.
Where does like an iTunes gift card fall between the two? Technically it's a gift, but it's also money. So like that's tough.
I like a bribe.
Rob, okay. do we have a Sopranos review? The Many Saints of Newark.
Yeah. So Nicole and I are going to be joining the movie recap show with over on Post Show Recaps to talk about it. But let me just tell you, a little spoiler, Nicole did not like it.
Oh, no.
She's very angry.
Uh-oh. She's angry. Oh, that's Muscles and Podcast then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like scared to watch it. I'm like, I've only heard like terrible things. I'm like, I just want like to preserve what little I have. Like, let me have my serotonin, please. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear.
It was fine. It's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
It was fine. And so was The Sopranos.
Oh,
okay. Whoa.
Gen Z is coming after you with the pitchfork.
I guess so.
All the kids are watching. Nicole, everyone in your circle has been watching Sopranos all nonstop around the clock, right?
Like low key, yeah. But I feel like I don't know if I've been on this train for a while, but maybe it's because I'm Italian. Yeah. So.
I mean, yes. My hot take on The Sopranos is like, three amazing seasons, like the one very good season. And then they were sort of like mailing it in for the last couple of seasons. And then, the movie is more of the same.
That's every show, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, twice as good as Mad Men.
Some hot takes, TV takes.
It had two good seasons and then mailed it in for five.
Okay, oh my God. So we're at round three already. This is the final round. We have Team Rob Booya at 13 and Team Kiviana at 12.
Kiana?
Kiana?
Kiviana?
Kiviana?
Something like that.
Naming my firstborn that. Thank you for putting that on the list.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah. That will be you guys really naming a baby.
Okay,
so they're up by one. So if they get the five or the six, the first one, they automatically win.
And point values are tripled, so we'll see how it goes. I tried to pick ones where there was the number one answer was overwhelming. So hopefully it'll be good, and then we'll go to the tiebreaker, worst case.
All right. Okay. Ooh, only four answers on the board here.
Point values tripled, and the number four answer is vending machine. The time starts now.
Ooh, what about, Rob, like places where you use coins still?
But vending machine would be so low. Like, I feel like, I wonder if it's like places where you find a condom, like something like that would be, vending machine would be like the bottom answer.
So, yeah, it'd be like store would be the top answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can't think of what the other two would be. Okay, because I have a feeling it's got to do with the transaction on the vending machine, most likely. But I hadn't thought about, I've never seen a vending machine that's dishing out condoms. The vending machines dish out candy bars and soda where I come from.
Well, I'm trying to think of like
5 seconds.
Yeah. Go. Or what's places to use quarters?
Okay. We're going to go to the next slide.
Okay. An elevator. All right.
Definitely not condoms. Okay.
Things that have buttons. Yeah. What do you think?
I think that's a good one. Because what else has buttons? Shirts. A shirt?
Mm-hmm. Computer?
And then computer's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else does an elevator have just in case we have to? We can use up the time here.
Things that go up and down. Things that you can get stuck in.
You could get stuck.
How many times have you been stuck in a vending machine room?
People get their arms stuck in there. All right, but let's do buttons.
I think buttons. Yeah.
Okay. And we got to go to the next one.
Oh, damn.
So we have number three answer, ATM.
So this is okay. So the ATM, the vending machine seems similar. Things that money comes out of, things that you, that dispense things. ATM does have also buttons. Has a screen.
They have screens. Do they have?
But use the code.
There are music playing. Not all of them have music playing.
ATM, an elevator. Things that you wait in line for.
Imagine if you call Mike Bloom now. Electric radio.
Still advocating for the phone.
okay, so from a vending machine, it dispenses goods. An elevator dispenses people. ATM dispenses money. What if, like, something like that?
Something comes out of.
Yeah.
Okay, that is not correct. We're going to the number one answer.
The bathroom.
Okay. That is 91.
Oh, places where you make No.
Okay.
What are you depositing in an elevator?
I mean, do we think it could be things you wait in line for? But vending machine is so off. Things you wait for, things that wrapper. You get money.
Lush. Wash hand. Cash. No, because bathroom has 91. So what would bathroom be the most popular answer for here? I think it's places where you make a deposit. Or something.
I don't know about the elevator.
I know, but like you deposit people in it and then you withdraw the people at the top floor.
What?
Logic didn't work this far.
Sometimes you wait for something to come out. Something comes out.
I don't know. Should we just? I'm loving watching you guys rip about this. Let's keep going. Yeah.
Oh God.
The bathroom. The ATM.
Do you think it's a public bathroom or a private bathroom?
Sure.
Rob made
the show
a
didn't clarify, but I feel like the show didn't clarify.
Okay. Fair.
Rob makes all these time rules, and then it's just like
Nicole said, "Keep it going." That she's the judge. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me to like swing the hatchet on myself.
I'll give you 30 more seconds.
Are there mints at any ATM you've ever been to?
No, mint.
Are there mints in an elevator?
What about
a very fancy one?
Yeah. What about okay? Do you wash your hands after touching this place?
That is a very good answer.
Hand sanitizer.
I think that's good. Let's go with that. Because places that are where people touch it a lot, right?
Places that are filthy.
Unfortunately, you did not get the answer correct. So there is a 0 point. You hear the ding, ding, ding on my phone right there.
What was it?
Was it
things that are out of order when you need them the most.
That's hard. That's great. That's tough.
When you need
that is hard.
Okay. That's why point values are tripled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was very good.
Yeah. This is also dramatic podcasting now because Leon and I need to get it right to win, but we have the whole board to try that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Okay. Pressure's on.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to round 3B. We have 45 seconds on the clock, and then I will reveal the next most popular.
Is it reverse fast money?
It's fast-ish money.
Oh, fast-ish money. Okay.
I'll explain. We'll get there. It's not like there's anything too much on the line for it. So we have the number 4 answer, which is a dancer slash
another strip question.
Mm-hmm. Jobs where you get tipped?
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Okay. That's the answer?
Yeah.
Well, it's not the right one. Sorry.
Now, remember, we only need we have 45 seconds. Yeah, we should use our 4 guesses, but ultimately we just need to get it after 1.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay,
so the newscaster. Third answer is newscaster. Oh, things associated with Steve Lacy.
Exactly. That was on my mind.
Professions for attractive people. I mean, these are both jobs. Tom Brokaw's careers.
I'm thinking about something. So they're jobs, right? So it's like a job that maybe you need a certain skill set for, or something like that. What do
What about like jobs you don't need a master's degree for? No.
The shade. Oh my God, the classism on Family Feud.
It's their question.
You got 10 seconds.
What do you want to guess here, Liana?
I don't want to go
for attractive people.
Yeah, jobs for attractive people.
Well, my God, they did it.
Wait, what?
That was correct. That's the right decision. Wow. Name a job, you must be attractive. Wow.
You guys should have been fighting over me. I never win these things, Liana. Rob is like 20-2 lifetime against me.
Oh, wow. I guess what were the other two?
Yeah, we got the actor. Yeah, we got the model.
Yeah.
Model.
Okay, yeah. So, okay. I think, yeah.
That was a good pull at newscaster stripper.
That was. That was.
Actor, never seen someone as ambivalent as Liana about winning something. Mm-hmm. She's like, meh. Yeah, we got there. We got there.
But she's saying, where's podcaster?
I'm actually just shocked that Akiva was able to get it. Like, I don't believe that it's correct yet. Exactly. I'm internalizing, thinking about it, I'll realize it after the fact.
No, it's Libra season. All Akiva's doing is winning. So, oh wait, I feel bad because the prompt's also a Libra.
Yeah. All right. So Nicole, how will fast-ish money work?
All right. So you know how sometimes when you get to the fifth round of Family Feud and there's a debate, there's two people, they put their hands on the buzzer and there's only the top answer there. Well, I'm going to give you guys three of those and you'll have 90 seconds to come up for a question with the number one answer. That makes sense?
Okay.
Sure.
All right, so I can get to this was the tiebreaker. The answer was volcano. I can't run my macro, but it's named something that erupts. So that's fine. But questions will be similar to that. I'll give you volcano, you say something that erupts. I'm gonna put 90 seconds on the clock. And I will, time starts when I reveal the first.
Wait, it's together? It's not two separate ones? Okay.
Do these all also, they're each separate? Like they're not for the same one. There's just three that are all. Okay. All
right. Yeah. So how do we win, Nicole?
You have to get 2 out of 3 correct. I don't know what you win though. That's like the tough part.
We used to like give stuff away, but then we owe a lot of people stuff. So I sort of like, all right, no stakes anymore.
Yeah. Like you guys said, you would give me a pedicure, but we didn't actually win that one. So I never held you to it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like this can be a clean slate.
Okay.
Oh, I think we owe her a pedicure, Rob.
Yes, that's true.
No. Yeah. No stakes, no strip stakes. Just good old fashioned fun.
You're having fun. Okay.
All right. That's what you get. You win fun, Akiva.
Perfect.
Okay. So the time starts when I reveal the first one is I run my macros. French fries.
Best thing you could do with potatoes.
I'm just gonna give you all of them.
Okay. With 9 seconds for all three?
They're not related.
You get nine seconds for all three. Yeah,
so the three for the listeners at home are French fries, Band-Aid, and Ted Bundy.
I mean, the French fries one could be, it could be like your favorite fried food. It could be, but I feel like people might say like fried chicken or the favorite thing that you would get from a, like a side with burgers or something like that.
Nicole,
I mean,
will you say it?
Then how would it be? Well, we'll just guess all three, I think.
I feel like that you should give it to them and then they should move on to the next one if they say it.
Well, they got it. So you guys go to the next one.
Okay.
Band-Aid. Seems like go well with a burger.
Okay, what do you think about Band-Aid, Liana? Things kids ask for. My kid just asked for a Band-Aid. Kids cry. No. What do you do?
Like something you put on an injury.
Yeah.
How you treat an injury. I think Ted, can we skip around or do we have
to let's skip Band-Aid for a second.
Ted, Ted Bundy's got to be like
favorite serial killer. Best serial killer. Name a serial killer.
I'm not going to confirm it until you guys get it. So,
Favorite serial, name a serial killer. Well, name a murderer.
Think of a serial killers. Mass murderer. Mm-hmm.
You guys got 30 seconds.
Name a famous Ted, and he really won.
You got it.
Oh wow!
Wait, what?
It was Name a Famous Ted.
Akiva, look at you.
And then Band-Aid. Quick. We're at 75.
So go. Use your magic powers.
You do it. I'm out.
Well, you already won.
We already won. Fun. So, I don't know. Yeah.
What was the answer?
For Band-Aid?
Yeah.
It's first aid kit. What's in our first aid kit?
Put on a cut.
Oh.
Okay.
What are the other ones? Like Steri-Strip? What are the 75 is like low for
like Neosporin, maybe.
It was imagine
a real fast money being the person who doesn't get, who's like has to deal with the one after Band-Aid. The second one, that's like 11 points if you're lucky.
All right. Well, congratulations to
Rare W.
Team Kiana.
Kiana.
Yeah, look at you. Woo!
You did it.
Exciting.
Who knew reverse family feud was going to be? I guess Akiva does have his finger on the pulse of the people that he can. You could show him the survey results and he's going to know what those questions are.
Now, to be fair, this was not our listeners who answered the questions. These were from actual games.
Well, the last time survey we did that, it was a mess. Remember?
Yes, it was a mess.
The people did not love that. Well, and by the people, it was Josh Wigler. So,
Yeah, that was the Wigler-Chester feud, the famous Wigler-Chester feud. That was very fun. Great job putting that together. Nicole put a lot of work into that. That was fun.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun doing it backwards.
I mean, it's a new game, so who knows? Maybe Reverse Family Feud, the sequel, will get all the kinks out officially. But I think it was fun. It was fun.
Okay.
I had fun.
Oh, yeah.
Great job, TikTok Nicole, on the Reverse Family Feud. All right. Do we have anything else to do here before we start to talk mailbag?
No, the mailbag this week, we had said, is going to be we're going to scour everything we have to find games to put in our variety pack, which is an episode of like 10 to 15 mini segments.
Oh, okay. All right. So we will do that. Is anybody from the panel staying for the mailbag?
I have a science deadline, so I have to hop out and tend to science. But this was super fun, and I wish I could continue to help with the games. But I think you guys are going to do great. I believe in you. You'll find some winners, I'm sure.
We'll have some fun, because you were owed fun.
We did win fun, so I'll do that later. Science is always fun, of course.
And then Nicole and Puya?
I also have some science stuff. Okay. So I'm kidding. I'll be here. I'm Puya's, good. I'll be here.
Okay. I'll stay if Puya stays. Right. I didn't want to be like the third wheel. You know, that's Zach's job.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Liana, what do you have coming up?
Yeah. So if you're interested in keeping up with what I'm up to, you can follow me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. Puya and I recorded the Masked Singer podcast, which should be out soon. So that was a ton of fun. It's just been such a goofy, fun season. And I hear it's one of the top five watch shows or whatever Akiva said.
Right behind Family Feud, I think.
Right behind Family Feud. So, I mean, if you just want to be hip, be with it. I think definitely you should check out The Masked Singer and our corresponding pod. And then Mike Bloom and I also got together with the Real Weird Sisters to talk about Survivor. So we covered the latest episode of season 41, did some Harry Potter house sorting, which, you know, I know you guys are experts on from them, and dipped in our toes a little bit of the casuals corner. So it was a lot of fun. I recommend checking that out as well.
Okay. All right. Liana, great job. Congrats on your win.
Good job by you.
With Uncle Kiwi.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break and get to the mailbag, and then we'll be right back after this. All right. We're back with the mailbag here for episode number 150. Boy, how nice was it, Akiva, that we were joined here by Renap superstars here today? TikTok Nicole, Puya, Liana for our 150th episode.
Yeah, three iconic guests that have been on a million times before. TikTok Nicole, is this your hat getting episode? Is this your fifth episode?
Oh, I hate to be that person. I think it was last time. I think math. Yeah, this might be my sixth.
I blame Kirsten McGinnis for many things, but mostly.
Oh no!
I need to figure out what to send these people, because I promise that I'm happy to do it. But then I'll like send Kirsten like, oh, I would like this as you know, here's what we should give the Five Timers Club, because no one wants the King Cake Baby hat. I mean, maybe some people do, but she doesn't want it. I don't know.
Wait, so you sent Kirsten
No, I sent Liana, who was our first Five Timer.
Yes.
A great hat. I'm sure she wears it every day.
Yes.
That
she sleeps with it. She sleeps with the hat on. It's
King
wild.
Cake Baby hat.
Yeah.
Or a napkin. And that's great. But now we haven't really talked about the King Cake Baby much over the last 2 years. And Kirsten didn't want it. I don't think Puya cares one way or the other.
Keeb, I think I hit 10 appearances. So I'm like, am I getting some? Give me a little something.
Yeah. So, but now a lot of more people beyond Puya have joined the club, like Nicole and Mike Bloom and I think one or two other people I'm forgetting, and I want to get them something, but what do you get? You know, what do you get for someone who, you know, I got to think about this. If anybody has any ideas, we could do it. But today we're talking about mini episode ideas, you know, things that are maybe not half baked, not a full mm-hmm. podcast, but would be mm-hmm. funny for 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I'll start here. One of them is here's this idea: Robin Akiva design holiday merch. So we pick out, like, all right, this is the shirt that we're going to sell this holiday season.
Yeah, I don't think that's such a great entry for the variety pack.
Okay. All right. And I should have given.
I mean, tell me if you could sell me on it.
I don't know. I just got a bunch of ideas here. I'm not married to any of them. Mm-hmm. Married to my beautiful wife.
Like, here's the thing. Like, we have, like, there's a Robin's Podcast store. Like, mm-hmm. If anybody had an idea for, like, merch, like, we could just do it. Like, we don't have to, like.
So if anyone has an idea, that's automatically done. Like, we're not picking the best one.
If it's a good idea, like, I don't want bad ideas in the store.
I have one idea, but let me send it to Kirsten first.
Like, I don't want in the store, like, club and joint and search mm-hmm. and show.
Yeah. Like, and in the back, it's like rare places. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't put that in the store.
Mm-hmm. What about I wouldn't object to a sandwich right now? Okay.
Is here that is, one of your catchphrases?
That's I wouldn't object to a sandwich right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need a holiday for that.
From the Kelly White wedding?
From the Kelly White wedding.
Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't object some dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's a drawing. See, and it's
you,
like,
you changed it now. So I wouldn't object to some dinner.
Right now. No, it's a drawing. It's two people getting married and the priest
I think
is saying
that's more of an NFT than a shirt.
Okay, fine. The priest is saying, would anyone object mm-hmm. to this? These two beautiful people getting married and someone pipes up. I wouldn't object some dinner because they're very hungry.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's an NFT. All right. Well, there are two ideas that we had said previously should go in the variety pack.
Yeah.
This was over a year ago, so maybe we feel differently about them now, but I will run them both by you, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Andra says, Robin Akiva play a name that tune style game where they go back and forth claiming they can name a certain category in a finite amount of time. It's not necessarily a tune. I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's, for instance, how many astrological signs can you name in 15 seconds? And I say, you say 8, and I'm like, no, I could do 9. You're like, all right, name those signs.
Okay, fine.
So name that tune, but it's not tune.
All right.
But maybe we'll punch up the name.
Okay.
Okay. Deirdre says, you always talk about celebrity net worth. Do you want to do it? Do you want to play a guessing celebrity net worth games?
I feel like it needs a little bit of a wrinkle. Like if it's like mm-hmm. Christian Bale, like I don't care.
Would just be a lot of us saying, who cares?
Who cares?
Well, what do you think Christian Bale is? Yeah.
I have no idea. Is he worth 25 million?
I'm going to guess 40. I'm going to look it up in the meantime.
He's got a lot of Batman money.
Yeah, the Batman. Well, it's real. Yeah, probably. Do your kids play with fake money? Do you have any fake money in your house?
Not really. I'm sure at some point we did.
Because I keep thinking like this money is like, ooh, why is there like. And then it's just
you have a guess on Christian Bale's net worth?
Well, I looked it up for y'all. So I'm already.
Oh, what is it, Puya?
It's 120 million.
Yeah.
Oh, Batman pays better than in my day. Money. Holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how they know. Geez, that's a lot.
That's plenty of money.
Mm-hmm. If I had 120 million, I would. Yeah, I'd be like, I'm set. I don't need much more. Somebody said it doesn't matter. My ideas never get mentioned on the podcast.
Okay. Wait, just like a like passive aggressive like email?
I won't call them out. I won't call them out, but send an idea next week, person, and I will read it on the podcast. Guaranteed.
Yeah,
you get it straight to the top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Refer people to therapy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What the bleep or nap clips with words beeped out so they sound dirty? And we're guessing what word is bleeped out.
Like, who's doing that?
We'd need a volunteer. It's Sarah Beth's idea. Maybe Sarah Beth is volunteering.
Is Sarah Beth from Big Brother 23?
It doesn't say when, like it said, I just asked for the name and it just
like
said Sarah
Beth.
She wanted
Beth to play like, in What the Bleep and didn't get to.
It didn't say Sarah Beth from Big Brother 23.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
She probably loves Renap.
You think she loves Renap? I don't know. I don't know Big yeah. Brother well enough to know. Mm-hmm. Dan Senensky has a game called Is It Real? Rob and Akiva go through a list of things that sound implausible. They guess if they are real or not, and then the host tells them whether they are real or
not. Can I get an example of something that would be, is it real?
All right. Now, we don't have to commit to all these things right now. So, Dan, mm-hmm. send us an example, because this is going on the wheel this week, but it's not necessarily next week's episode.
Do we have a lot of ideas for the variety pack? Do we need to be like a little bit more like, all right, fine.
We don't have that many.
Okay. Nicole, do you have any ideas for the variety pack?
Well, I feel on the spot. Maybe and kind of in the same realm of like guessing the celebrity net worths, maybe seeing how this would be a little too visual, guessing how expensive their houses are. Mm. That one could be fun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like looking at like Jeffree Star's $20 million.
That's funny. I do think that's too visual. Yeah. That's fun. That's Nicole, like, ooh, a fun game to play. But
do you think that we should put celebrity net worth onto the variety pack?
I that's why it's in the variety pack, because I feel like it's in the variety pack for a reason, yeah. But I feel like there still needs to be something else.
What about if it was like not instead of just gay, like again, Christian Bale's like whatever, but I kind of feel like that. And I don't know, did we do this in one of the game nights of like if it was like Christian Bale or Christian Slater?
See, I like that. I think that adds like the twist that we needed.
Yeah, I feel like
that. Putting men against each other, exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm.
But so who has more money, Christian Bale or Christian Slater?
Hey, definitely Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not close, probably.
Yeah, I don't know how Slater just would randomly have stumbled about this? $200 million.
This would be a good one. Christian Slater or Mario Lopez.
That's good.
Yeah, I feel like Mario Lopez is always more.
He's always making probably like a solid salary, but I don't know if he ever had that one unbelievable payday. That would
what's Christian Slater's big payday? Not Mr.
Oh
Robot.
No, yeah. Oh no, if it's Slater, then I think Mario might beat him. Yeah, obviously neither of them are beating mm-hmm. Bale. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that would be good. Yeah, we could have someone put that together.
So like celebrity net worth, but then I think it's like but this person, and there should be like a connection.
All right, that's fun. Yeah, that I could definitely find someone to take care of. If we could take a break in the middle of the variety pack mailbag for a second,
okay.
Not to put anybody on the spot, but they are here. Puya, do we have any update on the Master Napper 2, or are we scrapping?
No, you're not scrapping. I've had submissions, but I've not had a lot of submissions. When Big Brother hit, I kind of took a backseat on pushing people mm-hmm. to submit. I'll get back on the horse. And
you gotta bully people.
Listen, it's one of those where like once we have that episode, it's a certified banger. So mm-hmm. the push is worth the squeeze. I know that's saying, but that is it now. Yeah. I can definitely make it happen. Yeah.
Thank you. I told, I forget if I said this on the podcast before, but on my first day at the Olympics, I was speaking, I walked to someone's office, introduced myself, speaking very loudly as I'm wont to do. Mm-hmm. And then someone walked over and was like, are you Akiva from Rob is a Podcast? And I said, yes. And also like probably looked very cool, like, oh my gosh, I'm getting spotted. And then and I was like, all right, I got like a big Renap fan, 32 fans and GOG, like, and they were like, oh, I love the Masked Singer episode. Like, okay, wow. People on the streets are into the Masked Singer. A big Puya fan mm-hmm. is spotting me in the middle of work, and you know, so it's a favorite. Okay, let's see if we have any more. And if you guys have any, you can also tell us. Shannon Renee, I believe that's Excel Shannon, says, see if you can guess the Renap adjacent person based on a picture of them as a baby or as a toddler. Mm. Do we guess?
Okay, this is interesting, but mm-hmm. I feel it's very visual for the podcast.
This is visual.
It is very visual. We'd have to like
babies
put this up as like a standalone YouTube or something.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a fun segment. Like, I think that actually could do well on YouTube. Like mm-hmm. RHAP podcasters as babies.
Yeah.
Might
be great on TikTok, Nicole.
Maybe. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, seems dangerous. I don't like Akiva keeps talking about bringing back bullying. I don't want him talking crap about my baby pictures.
Yeah,
well, I didn't say call me a fat baby. Bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just gonna gloss over the fact that happened.
First of all, did bullying leave? Okay. Brett Gold. This is from Kelly White, the betrothed Kelly White. She says, Brett Goldstein, a.k.a. Roy Kent and Ted Lasso. Remind me, Rob, do you watch Ted Lasso?
I saw the first season. I have not kept up with season two.
Yeah. Ted Lasso, yay or nay?
Oh, big yay. We literally watched the finale.
You just watched the finale
before we started. Yeah.
Cool. And Nicole?
I heard it was mid. I guess I gotta go on to it.
You heard season two was mid or the whole show?
I heard season one was mid. They kept telling you Mia was like a millennial show. So I took a step back. But maybe I gotta get into it if I'm hearing the Puya praise.
Mm-hmm. I recommend it. I think whether you're a soccer fan or not, it hits.
How about you, Akiva?
I watched the first episode with my wife, and then so then I'm like stuck in spouse purgatory with that show. you know, where I can't watch without her, but then, and it's like, oh, you go ahead, watch without me. But it's not, no one ever really means that when they say it.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm ever going to get to episode two, much like season two of Mad Men.
All right. So Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm. So Brett Goldstein hosts a great movie podcast called Films to Be Buried With, where he asks his guests the same set of questions every episode. I think it would be fun to have you two answer some of the questions for the variety pack. We hear the two of you discuss specific movies all the time. It'd be fun to hear
yours. Wait, what does this have to do with Ted Lasso?
Well, the guy who plays Roy Kent in Ted Lasso in real life, his name is Brett Goldstein.
I thought he wasn't even real, that guy. I thought he was CGI.
is that a reference to something? I
know. Puya, you didn't hear that theory?
No, who said this theory?
Google it.
What? The dude won an Emmy.
Roy Kent is CGI.
I refuse to believe I live in a world where Roy Kent isn't real. I just can't. I can't have that. Let's see. CGI.
Yeah.
All right. So here are the questions. Oh, yeah. I think we could play them now. I don't think we have to wait. We'll just play them now.
Okay.
What is the first ever film you saw, Rob?
Oh, my God. Could this be any more boring?
What's the first movie you ever saw?
What's the first movie I ever saw? I don't really remember. I don't know, like The Wizard of Oz?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me it was that Iguana movie that nobody remembered the name of.
Okay, wow. This must be a killer podcast. What's the next question?
I'm just going to skip. I'm only going to ask you the good ones.
What movie? I want to know the second one.
What movie scared you the most?
Is it a horror movie podcast?
No, I believe it's I don't know. I'm just guessing.
The
Films to Be Buried With does sound pretty spooky.
Yeah. I don't know. Poltergeist?
What was the film that made you cry the most?
E.T.
All right, I'm done with this.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
What is the sexiest movie?
Sexiest movie?
I think it's probably The Mask. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So variety pack. How about this? Rob and Akiva read off variety pack ideas for 10 to 15 minutes. Rob gives a 15. No, that's not interesting. I'm not even reading it. John says, name that ska. You're guessing songs in it was versions of ska songs.
That? Didn't we already do that? Will from America did that in game night.
That was game night too. I was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, John, I guess, likes us to play the hits. He wants us to play the hits.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So now, Puya and Nicole, given the prompt for a few minutes, do you have any ideas?
I suppose I feel like you really oversold that we were going to get a bunch of variety pack ideas.
Okay.
We had like eight ideas.
I'll put my hands
for six
up.
Spots.
I had a crazy week. Mm-hmm. Not going to get into it. I forgot to tweet out the variety pack thing until an hour ago, and they don't do any business on Saturdays.
Yeah. Okay.
Now I can read regular mailbag ideas. I have plenty of them.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you oversold. It's all the variety pack.
Said that episode 150, like last week we did the movie bracket, and then this week we do the variety pack, but I didn't have a phone. I thought I had more.
Should we wheel jam episode 164 to be all about Akiva's bowling?
Please. Yes. Yeah.
Should we try to, have something bowling related?
What if it's, we could watch the movie Kingpin or Big Lebowski. what if I'm just at a bowling alley the whole time and I can't leave?
That's my thing. Like, I can't record a podcast in a bowling alley.
It would be very loud. Yeah. I can't leave until I
watch a bowling movie. Okay. That's one. Then both of you in the week leading, each play a 10 frame set of bowling and tell us your scores at the very end of the pot to see who won. Don't even tell each other till the reveal. That'd be good. And then three, I don't know if this is a good thing, but we're talking merch. Let's get a Renap bowling shirt going. Mm-hmm. That would be fun. debut on that episode. Mm-hmm. I think that's a banger. That's perfect.
It's Wheel Jam. Multimedia marketing campaign right here.
Yeah.
We out here. Yeah, we figure it out. So real quick, for the variety pack, how many minutes is per segment supposed to be?
Because I want to 15.
10 to 15? Okay. Yeah. I think here's a segment, okay? Just off top of the dome. Mm-hmm. We'll call it Say Yes to the Set. And one person from the Renap adjacent universe, okay, gets mm-hmm. picked. Akiva has to provide them with a 8 to 10 track set that'll be their playlist. And then at the end, Akiva will make it available on Spotify for people to check out. But Akiva pretty much will have a bit of time's notice to be like, okay, for example, it's Wolf from America. Oh, damn, Wolf from America, you're about to get music from Keith. The tables have turned. And Keith has to give 8 tracks over to Wolf from America. It shouldn't take that long. And
so I'm just making him a playlist?
Music thing. Pretty much, but you're going through why you're giving him those things.
I see. I like it. Anything I've ever done with music has done poorly. That's my one. Mm. Other than ironically, the Master Never, but that's like not talking about music. You know, that's listening to music. Okay. That's the one thing. I don't know why. I just think we'll it's like it so
out.
Fractured.
It's out there. It's out there. Akiva's
someone will come up with it. You
know, musical mm-hmm. masterpiece. We'll get there.
Yeah. Other things that
how
could
about
be,
this show? Why don't we open up the wheel waiting room of all of the stuff that we've like haven't put on the wheel and look at that for our variety pack ideas?
Perfect. Okay.
I mean, we have a bunch of ideas that we don't know what to do with. Let's go to robinswebsite.com/wheel list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's look at what's in there in Will's wheel waiting room.
Will's wheel. I like saying that. Will's wheel waiting.
What do you see in the wheel waiting room that's not in development?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in development, but of the things that are we just talking about variety pack or overall?
Well, I feel like that there's got to be some things in the wheel waiting room that are not fully baked ideas that we can put into the variety pack.
Okay, so some of them, like, I don't remember exactly like the.
Well,
why don't you run them
yes. through, and then we will improv from there.
Wild stories. Don't know what that means.
Okay. What number is that? You're reading from the
27.
Top? 27. Wild stories. Okay. So, yeah. Nicole, what do you think that is? That people send in, they have wild stories.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, I would love to hear some of the two of your wild stories, but I feel like that's a Patreon exclusive.
Who do you think has wilder stories, Rob or Akiva? Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't know what goes on at the yeshivas, but I don't know. I'm willing to find out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rob like had like a fun college experience relatively. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, like I was married and mm-hmm. in college. I had a kid my second last semester. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
That means your wild time was more concentrated. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm more interested.
Yeah.
I don't think I really had like a real wild phase, okay. But maybe that's what my, my 20s were my 30s and my 30s were my 20s. So who knows?
My 20s were my 30s.
I was like getting married, having a kid, and then my 30s or my 20s.
How so?
I don't know. I'm just like, you're more irresponsible. I'm not sure.
You were more irresponsible in your 30s?
I think so.
What were you doing?
That just like, I don't know. Okay. I'm just sowing wild oats. Not really. I don't know.
Playing Among Us.
Yeah. Playing Among chilling. Us.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
A lot of chilling.
All right. So wild stories. We don't really know what that is, but if somebody has a pitch for wild stories, I feel like what show is this where we're reading people's like wild stories? Like I was at the strip joint.
Yeah.
and then I got a text from my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to quote your famous line from last week.
Oh, help, I'm very horny or something like that. Rating Twitter
Sorry,
handles.
Jenny.
I don't even think that's a a 10-minute bit rating Twitter handles.
Okay. All right. So why don't you just throw out some of the good ones?
I love the aughts. Don't know what that is. Pimp, I mean, I my think podcast.
That was going to be like a version of like the I Love the 90s where we're going to go through like a year in the aughts, but that's not a 10-minute bit.
No, Pimp My Podcast, where like we fix someone's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The next Renap musical talent. I don't know if we could do that in 10 minutes. Answering kids' burning questions. So listeners, kids.
That's fun.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd put that in the variety pack.
Yeah, so, but the way I will do that is I will make a form. I won't wait till Saturday afternoon when mm-hmm. you don't get any traction on Twitter. And I will say, do your
Saturday
kids have it?
Is Saturday the dead zone for Twitter?
Anytime I put up a poll or a form during the week, we get, like, we usually do decently. And if I do it on Saturday while we're recording the podcast, we don't do that well. Mm-hmm. Puya, you know numbers from Twitch and everything. What have you found? Is Saturday a dead zone?
I wouldn't say so. Saturday's typically the day I plug my Among Us stream with the graphic mm-hmm. for like the next day. It just depends on what hour of the day, but also depends on what your followers' time zones are and everything, mm-hmm. right? So
is it big for me, our audience, people at work?
On a Saturday? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, because I mean, for me, like the time I usually tweet something out that's like a graphic for one of my upcoming streams, it's between the hours of 1 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. has been a good time to drop. So
interesting.
Really depends. Yeah.
Here's another one. Asking Chappelle personal questions. I don't know what I don't know where that's from. Episode. I have no recollection of it coming up.
Wheel jam it. That would be great.
Is that a full episode though, Puya, or is that a segment?
Oh, that is its own feature film. That definitely could do its own for sure.
Okay. All right. Let's put that one. Put a pin in that one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Create a reality show.
Okay. What's MANAP? M-A-N-N-A. Mara and Nicole need a podcast?
I think that's Mara and Nicole. I believe that's Mara and Nicole.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
What's Take Out the Trash?
Don't know.
Line 49.
Don't know.
Can we spitball? What is that podcast, Nicole?
Yeah.
Robin Akiva, Take Out the Trash.
I don't know. Maybe we like read the news and we see like, or we see the trashiest people in the Daily Mail that week, maybe.
Hmm.
I feel like the Daily Mail Snapchat. Now, I don't know who's still using Snapchat, but the Daily Mail Snapchat is always talking about something trashy.
Hmm.
And I see it.
The Daily Mail Snapchat.
Nicole, who is still on Snapchat?
Me.
Yeah.
My mom.
Yes.
She doesn't want her streaks to go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
Booyah, were you ever on Snapchat? Were you a big Snapchat person?
When it first started, yes. And I remember when Liana and I were in the early stages of the relationship, we had a streak going, and then she ghosted me one day, and like 60 some days went
Snapchat
to waste. And
ghost. Yeah.
I was hurt. I was personally hurt. So I never really use it after that. Mm-hmm. I moved on.
Nicole, who put in the death blow for Snapchat? Was it TikTok or Instagram?
No, the minute that Instagram got stories, it was over mm-hmm. for Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad. I felt personally bad about it. That's maybe why I still use Snapchat out of guilt.
Guilt.
Yeah, that Mark Zuckerberg just took what didn't belong to him. Mm-hmm. But I feel bad that I'm like sympathizing with billionaires. So whatever.
How about number 51? Who would win in a fight?
That's Akiva versus Rob. I think it's random.
Yeah.
Like
that was my idea.
Yeah.
Oops. Yeah. I think we did who would win in a fight. I was talking about like famous duos, but that could be so much. That could be a variety pack idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My son is very into the Power Rangers, and he'll like, no matter who you put up against the Power Rangers, he thinks that the Power Rangers would win. Like the Power Rangers could beat all of like the, you know, all of the Marvel movie people, like at the end of the last movie.
Any Power Ranger or
he thinks the five Power Rangers as a team could basically beat any group.
I mean, have they ever lost? But
like, I'd like to see it.
I mean, I think there's a lot of undefeated superheroes out there.
Hmm.
I don't know.
He said they would. They're stronger than the Hulk.
Yeah.
Beat you up in a 5-on-1 or 1-on-1 combat?
Well, it'd be a 5-on-1. They'd beat me into a pulp. But the five of them probably got one up on Hulk.
If you Google any like superhero versus another superhero, there's like a very crudely edited like animated thing on YouTube with them fighting that's like very graphic.
Okay.
That's what I learned.
Let me give me an example.
Well, yeah, the one I did, and I'll give you one for YouTube. But the one I did was Yosef's Power Rangers versus the Hulk. But let's do Spider-Man versus Wonder Woman.
Spider-Man versus, could you go a little bit more off the beaten path?
Oh, you want like obscure, I don't know, like obscure superheroes. Right. Ant-Man? I don't know.
How about this?
I don't know anything about superheroes.
Give me a superhero and then Puya, give me a superhero.
Well, I was thinking like Santa versus Easter Bunny. So I got to rethink.
Captain Marvel. Superhero.
Captain Marvel. Started,
okay.
Versus who?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right. Very specific.
Okay, let's see.
All four of them.
Marvel versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I have Captain America, the Avengers versus the Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's too specific. I think we went too far down. All right, it's not good for the variety pack. But who would win in a fight, I think, should be in the variety pack.
Okay.
Akira, are you keeping like notes on this? What do we have so far?
I'm gonna have Will take the so we're not gonna do all of them. I'm gonna have like seven
you'll
or eight,
and then we'll the podcast again.
I will re-listen to this, and then I'll have like seven or eight options because some of them, you know, maybe the forms won't come out or whatever.
What's Rob does two podcasts at once?
I don't know. I think it was just a bit we were doing. Mm-hmm. I think we were just joking around. Will you be alive on two podcasts at one time?
Hmm. Yeah. So that'd be interesting. Probably not good for the variety pack. Let's see. Commercials for Renap.
Yeah, so people would submit curls. I don't think anyone's submitting a commercial for us, though.
You don't. What do you mean?
I think we wanted listeners to submit commercials, and we'd like play the best one. We'd use the best one on other shows.
Well, how about this? What if we did commercials for people?
Yeah, that we could do. We could do commercials for an app.
People give us their products or business, and we do free commercials for listeners.
Oh, I thought like we were recording commercials, and we're like, hey, Puya, like here's a couple bucks. Like, can you air this on your Twitch stream?
No, sort of thing. No, I'm giving you a new idea. So Puya writes in and says, hey, could you guys do a commercial for my Among Us? And we're like, hey, Kiva, are you tired of having nothing to do? Well, check out Puya's Among Us stream on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you banter, and then you say...
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Like, it's got everything. People getting murdered, lying, your favorite RHAP podcasters, having fun, and writing in the chat.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people writing in the chat.
Find out who's sus.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do commercial. And it could be like somebody's like office job. Like, hey,
right? People write in with their business, like the listeners' businesses. Just go to twitch.tv/Puya and type RHAP or RAANAP in the chat.
All right, we could do that.
Like 20% off.
Yeah, you get to watch for free.
Are you still allowing free watchers, Puya?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Twitch is completely free. Everyone can watch anything they want. Mm-hmm. If they throw a subscription my way, I appreciate that, but it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm. Did you get leaked in the top 100 Twitch streamers this week with all their financial information came out?
Sadly.
Were you 101?
Sadly,
no, I did not make the list. I was not high enough on that
list. Was Taren on there?
I believe he was.
Are you being serious?
I believe he was, yes.
Taren, change those passwords, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, everyone, even if you're just a viewer of Twitch, go change your passwords right now. Turn on double two-way authentication.
Yeah.
Make sure you're secure.
Yeah. Nicole, do you have anything that you would want me and Akiva to do a commercial for?
Ooh, this is fun. Like, we're really diving deep here.
Want to know everything that's going on in the tri-state area? Be sure to check out Steve Lacy every night at 10 p.m. on the Channel 5 News. Akiva, you worked in news.
I did not, but I'll play along with it for this ad.
And you lived in the tri-state area.
I guess the football news I worked on.
Yeah.
Is like SportsCenter the news just for sports?
Yes.
It is. SportsCenter is the news.
Yes.
I mean, I guess the news has sports. SportsCenter doesn't technically have the news, but it has sports news.
Mm-hmm. But if you told me the elevator pitch for SportsCenter, I think it is literally the news for sports.
Mm-hmm. And just to be clear, elevators, other things you pitch, ATM machines, vending machine,
a
white ball. Yeah.
And the pool table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The things you pitch.
Okay. All right, yeah, we could do that.
I really like Robin Akiva do commercials for the listeners.
I'm happy. No, that's in. You like it? I'm ready to do it. Robin Akiva become lawyers? What the heck is that?
No, that sounds boring. That would take a long time.
I know. Mm-hmm. Every lawyer I know hates being a lawyer. Most of them. I don't want to go all.
What's a honeymoon podcast? We're going to plan somebody's honeymoon.
It sounds very boring, I'll be honest. No offense to whoever pitched it.
Let's see.
I would let you guys plan a trip for me. Like, maybe not my honeymoon. That seems a little intimate, but I'd be like, okay, Akiva, I'm going to wherever you stayed in Connecticut for a weekend. Tell me what to do.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The itinerary.
Colin Kelly's new last name that we were like, they wanted a merge. They wanted a new last name.
I mean, be a variety pack option.
Now, would you switch your name to something that was chosen in a variety pack? Like, it's not even a full episode of a podcast. Like, do you think they might not go along with it?
I don't know. They have to agree that they're going to go along with
it. I mean, it was their pitch. Yeah. It was their pitch.
Well, this isn't names, but what if we did for variety pack wedding hashtags? I don't know how many fiancés we have in the audience, but I would be interested to see if you guys come up with a wedding hashtag for people.
Do we need to know the couple intimately? I mean, I'd look at it. I'd do it in a mailbag.
I also think it's more like, if you want us to do your wedding hashtag, just write in and we'll do it anyway.
We'll do it in a mailbag.
That
doesn't have to be a full segment.
What about Robin Akiva, find the biggest late night host stands?
Nobody wrote in and said, I love Jay Leno, my grandma.
How about this? Then I do think this one is a good one. FML stories that I thought, again, when we did the He's All That podcast, I loved it when we played the Freddie Prinze Jr. had an FML story on Fallon. And boy, Fallon must laugh because that Fallon was just like falling off his chair listening to Freddie Prinze Jr.'s FML story. Did anybody send in an FML story?
I didn't post the form, but I can.
Yeah. I'd put FML stories in the variety pack. Puya, would you want to hear listeners' FML stories?
Oh, absolutely. As someone who liked, the AITAs, the Wild Stories podcast, this is right up there.
Is there a subreddit for FML?
For sure. I remember I used to, FML was a big part of social media back in there. I remember I had an app that was just FML stories that I would go through.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think we could track that down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I already have like 3 FML stories off the top of my head. So,
Will you submit?
Of course.
Now, honestly, if that's good enough, though, that could be a full episode.
We'll see.
If it's we got a couple, Rob.
Okay,
I'm happy to make it. Listener the
FML
pack, but also,
stories, boy. I don't know if the Reddit/FML is really popping, but I swear a bird just pooped in my window AC.
FML.
FML. Mm-hmm. Now, Rob, can you help me craft the tweet? Because FML is hard to explain. All right, I'm trying to solicit people on Twitter.
Well, don't send it out now during the dead time.
I'm not. Five fifteen on a Saturday, I'll get crickets.
Keith, on your online activity, what's been the best day? What's your wet jumper timing for a tweet?
I think the best time to drop a tweet is probably 11 a.m. 12. That's when people are not really working yet. They're still twiddling their thumbs. On Monday to Thursday. That's what I found. And the Friday in the winter. On the summer, Fridays don't do it.
Friday in the winter, yeah.
Friday in the winter is fine.
Do you schedule a tweet for when?
I don't even know how to schedule a tweet. I don't even tweet. The only thing I tweet is this podcast and NGOG. hey, we have a new episode out. I'm not a big tweeter, honestly.
Really?
I mean, I don't think I am. I don't have I don't know. I got 4 kids to deal with. Here, I have 7,700 career tweets, and I reply a lot. So those aren't, those don't even count. And meanwhile, let's see, Rob Sesternino, let's see how many he has. A lot more, probably.
Yes. Okay.
Wait, how many lifetime tweets do you think you have?
I believe it's somewhere in the 6K realm.
Yeah. Okay. About the same as me. But did you start later?
Yeah.
Hold on.
No, I deleted. I used to have more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then Nicole is 39,000. Nicole.
Yeah, I was really embarrassed. I wasn't trying to say anything, so we didn't have to talk about it. But yes, I do have almost 40,000 tweets.
I learned this week. Keith, go look at how many Chappelle has.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I honestly, I actually have an idea. By the way, Rob and Nicole each have 39,000. Yes. I was thinking that for Chappelle. Oh, he only has 308,000, Chappelle?
That's a lot.
For some reason, I thought he was at like 800 or 900.
That's 300,000 more than you.
But I thought it'd be funny to do like a millionth tweet spectacular for Chappelle. I don't know why I thought he was at. I don't know if he deleted that.
Yeah.
I thought he was at. Actually, maybe for 500K.
Akiva, this is interesting to know that Chappelle's average is also 164 for tweets a day.
No. I do like Chappelle did, you know, I didn't get a ton of response today on the variety pack, but I did get the RT from Chappelle. So I definitely appreciate the love. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's a very giving RT-er.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay, so anything else in the WWWR, Will's Wheel Waiting Room, that we should take a look at?
We found a lot of gold there.
Yeah, we found a lot of good stuff. Still accepting applications if they're really good. It'll go. We still have a week to. I'll iron it out this week. I have some time because it's not eligible for this coming week, but it will be fully on the wheel starting next week.
Okay. All right.
You put it on now, but it's not.
Did we get any real mailbag suggestions?
Yeah, we got plenty of real mailbag suggestions.
Okay.
Do either of you have a more fully and Nicole? I don't think you've ever been in a Royal Rumble before, right?
I mean, I haven't, but I don't want to be the girl that's like, put me in, coach. Like, if it's
no, you're going to make it. You're definitely going to make it this year. Puya's been in the first two.
One of these years.
I've been only in the second one. I have not. Oh, really? I wasn't in the first one. Yeah, I got.
Why were you snubbed in the first one?
He's a rising
star. I don't know. Yeah, it was sad. I was very sad as a wrestling fan because I did watch it with Liana during one of our trips.
Very well in the first one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was very exciting. Mm-hmm. And then we obviously the last
you guaranteed one victory watched. In the second one and you did not
win. I know. I do see if my last draft is any indicator, I come in very confident and cocky and then I get humbled big time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So here are some regular ideas. Okay.
Yes.
This is weird, but we'll get weird here, okay? Jameson Crowder. That's probably not the real name because that is...
Jameson Crowder for the Royal Rumble?
No, this is not Royal Rumble submissions. This is the mailbag. You asked me for fully-fledged mailbag.
He's not even active mailbag. For the Jets most of the time.
Well, last week he looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. What is he, 82? Number 82, Jameson Crowder? So the next Dr. Mike podcast... Forget about Dr. Mike part of it. It's listener adult stories. Rob tries his best to relay the stories at a PG-13 maximum listener level while Akiva and a guest try to get him to break.
That's no problem.
You would do that?
I could do it easily.
Yeah, so listeners are like submitting R-rated stories, but you're like trying to turn them into family-friendly fare.
I mean, is that what our listeners want to hear? I'm confident in my ability to get the message across, but I don't know. Is that what people want?
I think I have to drop like a super form this week that has like five different things. Like, what's your FML story? Mm-hmm. Do you have it? I feel a little
Nicole,
creepy
do you
asking
think that
listeners
people
for adult stories.
Want a super form from Akiva?
There's We're so a lot much of going forms. On.
A lot of, do they
so
want
much.
Little, like seven
do
small
want,
forms
like, a
or one big form?
Standardized test from Akiva this week?
Yeah, just make sure you bring your number two pencil.
Honestly, like I do wear. Yeah, like I just need, you know, if everyone could just fill out the form once a week, so, you know, if they have any RENAP ideas, everyone on the internet, it would make my life much easier.
Yeah, what's this episode called?
This one?
The one that you're describing.
It was a weird name. It's submissive and breedable. I think it's one of our, like, we have to come up with a better name.
What?
Not that.
It was, there's a reason I didn't read it. It's like, I'm sure this is from one of our, the sex positive listeners who are, you know, always trying us to get.
That 11 a.m. tweet on Monday is about to get saucy.
And not the submissive and breedable t-shirts.
Okay.
How available.
Yeah.
Put that in the holiday merch.
Yes. Nick from Toronto says, this is seemingly a good idea. Rob and Akiva talk about the fashion industry, but he wrote SEAM, S-E-A-M. I don't want to do that idea. I just
No, thanks.
Celebrating his pun. Rob and Akiva get goofy. This is from Zach with his H. Robin Akiva watched through the Goofy movie and Extremely Goofy movie. There's plenty of goofiness in these movies. They have a fun conversation about Goofy. Road trips, Bigfoot, concerts, going to college, losing your job, your dad going to the same college, X Games. What's not to love?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I know what's happening in the Goof movies. They're going to college on road trips and having.
Yeah. Goofy and his dad go to college together. Yeah. Max.
Max. But,
Nicole, are you interested in hearing more about Goofy?
I feel like Goofy is not even like a top five Disney character.
Mm-hmm. Are the youth into Goofy?
I mean, I'm always in a silly Goofy mood, but that's kind of independent from Goofy. Yeah, you like
Goofy?
Goofy was my fave of like the original, like the Disney crew. But I also I'm a Luigi main, so that kind of says more about me than the Goofy's, you know, popularity.
You're a Luigi guy?
Oh yeah. Yeah, and I'm the oldest. I was the oldest in the house. I was like, give me player two. I let my little sister be Mario. I'd be Luigi. Yeah.
What a classy guy. Wait, so listen, Rob, I just thought of something.
Okay.
Here, I there's one more idea I found that I was going through for the variety pack. Maybe it's a full episode. It's from Ben. I like this game. We call up, let's say we call up Taryn Armstrong. Okay. And that you call up Taryn Armstrong, I call up Melissa Denny. And you have 60 seconds to get them to try and get them to say like a magical word. So your word could be like bandana. All right. And my word might be snack or something.
Okay.
But basically, like we're just calling up random people. Could be listeners, could be other co-hosts, ideally ones that don't listen to the show. So they don't know what we're trying to do here.
Okay.
It's a game. Like we're each trying to get them to say specific words. I don't know if that's like a full episode, but I think that works if we each call like two people and it's like 15 minutes. It could be funny. Like the listeners are hearing you have this conversation, trying to get them to say like mouse pad or something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like it?
Puya, what do you think?
You could variety pack it. I feel like that's immediately, if you're talking like each of you call one, maybe two people.
Yeah.
I just don't like calling people that aren't in on what's going on. And it's on a podcast.
I mean, they know they're on a podcast. We're not like we're not tricking them.
So
they
I'm
just
like,
don't
hey,
know the
hey,
bit.
Taryn, I'm going to call you on a podcast. And he'll be like, well, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, well, it's whatever I feel like.
Yeah,
that was I a think good Taryn impression.
Yeah, I think it works. It doesn't have to be a podcaster. Also, it could just be anybody who doesn't listen to the show, so he doesn't know the bit at this point.
Yeah.
You know, Nicole, if you don't love it, you could say
I don't love it. Nicole, what do you think?
Yeah, I really don't think we should be dragging too many other people into this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Sidensky, one of our most reliable emailers, says, Robin Akiva invent beef. Internet feuds are a great way to get clicks online. Robin Akiva fabricate a feud between either themselves, one of them, or somebody else, or two non-Robin Akiva people. The participants in the feud are on the episode to strategize what kind. So we're like trying to I don't know, fake a feud, but we're trying to stage a feud. Yeah. We invent beef. Well,
could I go back to the last idea? Because I feel like that on the B&B last week, Jordan Kalish was on with Mike and Liana, and he had a really good game that he brought in that he gave Mike and Liana both three like obscure phrases to put into like to try to like drop into a conversation and not get busted, similar to what's going on Survivor this season. What if we had a game where that was like that, where there were three like unique phrases where, you know, either you or I or the guest like didn't know we were trying to say, and they were on the lookout for us saying something unusual, but we also were trying to accomplish another mission of like recapping something in the podcast.
So we're stealing Kalish bits now.
Maybe we would invite Jordan Kalish. Maybe
that's the next 150 episodes.
Maybe he would be the guest.
Okay. So it's part. So that's not really the episode. That's just a bit for another episode.
It's an idea. I mean, I'd rather do something like that where it's a game and the person who is on the podcast like knows we're playing the game as opposed to calling people randomly.
What if they know? What if it's like, how about this? Same idea, but we're calling it now. It doesn't have to be someone who doesn't know the podcast. It could be Puya. Puya knows what his responsibility is, but he doesn't know. But you know what I mean? Like he doesn't know what word he has to say. So you're like, try and get Puya to say the word wallet.
Yeah, but isn't it like the $25,000 pyramid at that point? Like,
okay. Was that a popular show?
I mean, it's not Family Feud or Jeopardy.
That's true. Is it number three?
I don't think so.
Masked Singer. I don't know that then they're involved. They're in on the joke. Now they're trying to help. Mm-hmm. They're playing the game.
I think this is a stretch.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Robin Akiva need a prenup.
You were talking about the beef one.
Need a beef.
We're going to start.
So
what do you think about that?
Well, who are we? We're starting a beef with somebody.
I mean, we started a few beefs. We started a beef with Laffy Taffy, which ended up with you getting a lifetime supply, mm-hmm. and them agreeing to have one of the joke writers come on the show to help us write jokes and then ghosting me.
Yeah.
trying to think who else. We started a beef with David Boreanaz and Liana. We don't want to mess with the Boreanaz stands again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
who else?
I'm not really about trying to have smoke with people.
Mm hmm. Should we try and become friends with people? Like, what's the opposite of beef? This is the reverse Family Feud episode. Mm-hmm. What if we like try and become best friends with somebody?
Yeah. What if there's like a celebrity that we say that we're going to get this celebrity to acknowledge our existence in some way and we go out of our way?
I love
that's
it.
Not bad. What if what if we have a stretch goal celebrity that we're trying to get on the podcast?
Get them on the podcast or get them to acknowledge our existence?
Either one is good. What
like
do you
for
think?
Instance, okay, you know, T-Bird talked mm-hmm. to my mom this week and asked my mom what guest does she want to have on the podcast. My mom said Paul McCartney is the guest she would like.
Is
to
this a real thing that
happened?
This is like a real conversation.
Yes, yes. And okay. I said, yeah, okay. Well, I'll get to work on that. I don't think we're ever going to get an A-lister to come on the podcast with us, but would there be some way that we could get this, pick a person and get them to at least acknowledge us in some way?
So like the A-level is acknowledging us, the B-level is them coming on the show?
Right.
Okay, fine.
Like Ryan Gosling is not going to come on the podcast with us.
But right.
No,
probably not. I don't even think he's on.
Nicole's close media. To breaking.
I mean, love to see Ryan Gosling on the podcast, but what would we even talk about?
No, we would have him on like the variety pack or something. Does he want
to? Yeah, he could come on to season 3, episode 7.
Yeah.
That'll be $10,000.
Yeah. Does he want to try to combine, get a new last name for Kelly White and Colin?
Does he want to name a baby?
You know,
does Gosling have kids? Does he have babies?
Yeah, with Eva Mendez, probably. Mm-hmm. Oh. They've been married for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Who? All right. So who are? Let's see. You know, celebrities. Who is a good celebrity for this stretch goal?
Well,
Nicole?
I think that should be maybe either. Is that a variety pack idea or is that
the variety pack? Yeah, maybe on. No, I don't think it's just picking the celebrity. I don't think is a full wheel idea.
Okay.
Unless it was like bracket, okay, unless we wait till March and it's like 64 celebrities. I think that's too much. I think we could do this in 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We pick a celebrity.
Why don't we do that next week in the mailbag? Put that in the mega form.
Okay. That's in the mega form coming mm-hmm. this week. I'm going to have to re-listen to this whole thing. Will from America, if you're listening, send me a bunch of notes on the mailbag this week. Help mm-hmm. me out, please. Mm-hmm. And anybody else, I need to know my responsibilities because yes. So we'll pick a celebrity. It's gotta be interesting enough that people will be rooting for us to get them on.
Yeah. But the audience, you give us the names, we'll put them through the bracket.
What do you think about Jim Carrey? Is that too big of a celebrity at this point?
I feel like we could do that.
That would be great.
Yeah.
You think we could get Jim? I don't. Is he working?
He's been painting, right?
We could get him on. We'll tell him. We'll talk about his painting or something stupid. Like that. Mm-hmm. That's how you get them.
Oh,
you
great. Get them. Put like this clip out there.
Yeah,
you get them to talk about like you can't get like you couldn't get Aaron Rodgers to talk about the Packers. But what if like Aaron Rodgers loved
Jeopardy?
Well, that's a bad. That's a sore subject for him. Mm-hmm. But like, what if he loved
LeVar Burton?
Oh, very sore subject for LeVar Burton and Jeopardy. But what if Aaron Rodgers loved, you know...
What if we got the old host of Jeopardy?
Soap operas. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Good luck. And then... soap operas. And then like, all right, you know, you're getting them at like their sort of niche hobby thing and not like the thing they're always asking.
All right, well,
answering
we don't need to work
about.
Out how we're going to get the person yet. We're just going to send us your people and then we'll take it from there. Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe we'll get Paul McCartney, Nicole.
That would be incredible.
We're not getting Paul McCartney. It's weird because it would be insane.
Unsubscribe.
I'm sure your mom is the biggest Renap fan in town. I think that I it's a weird thing to say. I wouldn't even want Paul McCartney on Renap. What would we talk to
him
about?
We're going to watch music. You do not want Paul McCartney on the podcast.
I don't like the Beatles though. The Beatles kind of suck. I'm not a big Beatles fan.
Keith, who had the better album?
I'm never going to get Paul McCartney on.
Yeah, who had the better album? Yes.
Kanye or Drake?
Ooh.
Oh, from a few weeks ago? Definitely
Drake. Yeah.
Drake. Well, Kanye's album was too long, also.
Okay.
Like, if you're someone listening to 5 to 10 a week, you can't go through all of that.
What about an episode where Akiva answers all the music questions from the listeners?
Okay. Least popular episode we've ever done, but I will do it.
I don't think so. Wouldn't you want to hear Akiva answer music questions?
Like, I need to know what you thought of the new Casey Musgraves album. Did you think it was a flop? I need to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, we're playing little clips, snippets of the music also.
No, we're not playing clips of the music.
Well, now this is wild.
No, Keith, because here's the thing. The fact
why,
that
why
this
do we
is
need to
such...
play clips of the music?
Well, because people have no context.
Not
that's
an
that's
audio
the point
daily
of
double.
Rob, that's the point of one of the problems with music now is, like, other than the most popular songs, people don't know, like, people won't know if I'm like, oh, you know what was great on the Casey Musgraves album and, like, said a specific song? People wouldn't necessarily know what I was talking about.
Maybe it's like, okay, what? It's all-time music question. It's not just, like, about what came out this week.
So, like, yeah, but...
is the thing, right? The whole allure is that we've known you for how long?
Yeah,
I've never heard you talk music, which is wild. So I'm curious. I think the curiosity alone will make the episode good.
Yeah. Also, I didn't know it was a thing. You only talk about things that you think are popular.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard you talk about a lot of different things.
Well, what name something I talk about that's not popular? See, stumped you.
Pizza crust. Pizza crust. Yeah.
Pizza crust. Pizza is one of the most popular things in the world.
Pizza is the. No one's out here talking about crust, though.
I guess I'm a trendsetter.
Cargo shorts.
Yeah. State flags.
That was big. But that's what 32 fans is. Then we could, we could mess around. Like,
then
you
know, things that aren't popular.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And the NFL, which is, by the way, when you're talking about TV ratings, by far the only thing people actually still watch is the NFL.
Okay. All right. Should we get to the wheel?
Let's get to the wheel. Let's get these poor people out of here.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's on the wheel. It is season 3, episode 7, The Coin Flip, The Crappy Movie Diaper, Guest Choice, Robin Akiva Need a College Athlete, What's My Age Again? Robin Akiva Write a Kid's Book, Reverse Family Feud is in the bank. Dad Joke Off, commentary for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
We have a little controversy about that, Rob.
Yes.
I did not know that you once recorded a Willy Wonka podcast.
Yes. So
that, does that ruin it a little bit? I didn't realize.
I mean, we were going to do an entire podcast of something we already did a podcast about a couple of weeks ago.
That was your idea. And we talked ourselves out of it.
So that I can't talk about Willy Wonka commentary because,
but that was not a live
years
commentary.
Ago. I did a podcast talking about Willy Wonka.
I guess 10 years later, you could have different takes. That's fair. We'll do that. What else is on the wheel?
Then we also have the human lie detector
with LaTanya.
And then Leprechaun.
That's right. That's getting 3 spots this week, and it goes up to 6 next week.
Okay. All right. So here we go. All right. So let me save the settings here. Did we add anything to the wheel?
We added a variety pack, but it's not until next week.
Okay, hold on. Let me just, then I will add that and save it. Okay. Variety pack is happening. Okay. All right. And the Rumble is not ready to go on the wheel yet.
I have not. I will get a Rumble update next week. Perhaps it will be ready by next week.
I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
All right. So much hype. All right. Let's see episode number 151. What's coming up? All right.
It's gonna be a big debate.
151 is it looks like it is the Leprechaun.
Wow.
Oh,
Lep is coming back.
We're going to space next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm excited, honestly.
You are?
Leprechaun, we like
the
third one.
You famously hate space.
I'm like anti-space, but I want to see what I'm pro-Leprechaun.
Now, are you anti-space because you feel like it's not popular and a lot of people don't talk about space?
Space is boring. You write some space article about NASA, the snooze fest. Unless it's like Jeff Bezos like flinging himself into space, then people want to know if he will live or die. But in general, yeah, I think space, if you were like the editor of like, you know, the New York Times and you were looking at like, all right, what's trending? What are people reading on our website? Space articles probably do no business. People want to know, about the, Rob, you know, about the bad art friend or no?
You know what? So I saw something about this recently where it's like, that how to tell where you spend your time on social media. If you know about bad art friend and don't know about couch guy, you're a Twitter person. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know about bad art friend and you know all about couch guy, you're a TikTok person. And I have to say, unfortunately, I am the latter. I could tell you all about couch guy. Do you know about couch guy?
I know. I know the first part of it. I know that couch guy is a person who was not excited to see his girlfriend when she surprised him at college. And I saw that video.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know any of the lore beyond.
Okay. And what is bad art friend?
Bad art friend, either of our two esteemed guests familiar with bad art friend, or are you TikTok people?
No.
See, I can tell you everything. I could tell you about couch guys. Oh, yeah. You know the couch guys. Number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Nicole can tell you like couch guy. Are they still together, couch guy and disappointed girlfriend?
Yes, but it's not going to last very long. I have that. Like me and my friends have bets, which I know is technically bullying, but like, come on, like she's doubling down too hard.
If I bet against like Notre Dame tonight against Virginia Tech, that's bullying because I'm betting against them. I don't think that's bullying.
No, I'm like rooting against their personal lives. I don't know. If she wasn't doubling down this hard, I wouldn't be riding so hard for couch guy, but
okay.
She's standing by her man who was not even standing when she walked
in. Is couch guy doing any interviews? I told Sam to book Couch Guy for the podcast and he refused to.
I know one of them did a podcast. That did show up on my For You page that one of them was on a pod talk. I think she was on a pod talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Of course. If I was Couch Guy, I wouldn't be showing my face in
public.
Does
Couch Guy watch Survivor? Does he like Leprechaun?
Even if he did, like, he's probably such a casual. I don't think he wants to.
He probably watched Squid Game. Get him on Netflix, Nothing But Netflix with Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely watch
you click on Couch Guy and he's like, come on in, guys, that's it, I'm out,
because he's Couch Guy.
Anyway,
bad art friend
is basically a very long New York Times story where a woman donates a kidney altruistically but then like tells everyone about it, which I would do too. Like, I would never stop mentioning it if I just donated a kidney to a stranger. But she like started a Facebook group and invited everyone she knows into the group to post about it and like started emailing people saying, like, how come you haven't congratulated me on my kidney donation? And she did. And she was a writer, like an aspiring writer and in this writing world. And basically one of these writers wrote a short story where she is basically a character, this woman who's obsessed with her kidney donation. And then they're like, she realizes the kidney donor realizes. And then there's like, a lawsuit because she like used some of her words from the Facebook page and like, and it's very long.
Oh my God.
It's very
long. Is so much more boring than Couch Guy.
Yeah. I have not heard shred of this.
We have lost you to TikTok.
Boring art friend.
It was all over Twitter this week. Mm-hmm. We have completely lost Rob.
Did Chappelle tweet about it?
Chappelle did not tweet about that.
It didn't happen.
Yeah. Welcome to the dark side, Rob. We love to have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Lost Rob to the TikTok.
I mean, what's so great about this?
I knew both. Get you a man who can do both. I knew both.
But what's so great about Bad Art Friend? Like, what's the joke?
There's no joke. It's just like that. Like, they're both. She's terrible because she. I mean, the way she knew that that the kidney donor knew that they were like aware of her or whatever. She subpoenaed their group chats and got them, and like they, and so there's like. You know, quotes of her and her friend who's like pretty famous. She wrote the Little Fires Everywhere thing.
So you're saying this is big with like coastal elites, Akiva? Is that
you're a coastal elite? You're on the East Coast in North Carolina. You are literally a coastal media elite from New York and Los Angeles.
What section of the New York Times is this in?
probably not the space section that nobody's even looking. It's probably empty. Rob, you're a coastal elite.
Am I?
Yeah, all of us are coastal elites.
I've never been described as elite.
You are, Rob, you're a dual coastal elite.
I am 3 hours from the beach. Puya's a coastal elite? Yeah.
Puya's a coastal elite? Yeah, he's got a Twitch stream. He's on the, is Connecticut on the coast? I think it's on the coast. Nicole lives in Manhattan. She's a TikTok celebrity. That's a coastal elite. We're all coastal.
Yeah, I'm
she is now. She is from Suffolk County, Nicole. So I guess she's technically.
Oh,
not
I
a
didn't
coastal.
Know that.
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, Suffolk County is not. Everyone's puking listening to this at home.
So wow, everybody you know is a coastal elite, Akiva.
Not everybody, but on this, you know, with the media mogul Rob and Puya, yeah, you guys are coastal elites. Don't knock the coastal elites.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, like everyone's enough. Knocking the coastal elites.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
we've had it hard enough.
All right. So,
yeah. Next week.
Guest
or no guest? What do you think?
I mean, if somebody comes out and says, like, hey,
the first three were just the two of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Leprechaun going to space, our great buddy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Miss that guy.
TikTok Nicole, what's coming up for you?
Just the usual, probably midterms. Just chilling, but you know where to find me. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Twitter.
Behind the secret. Yep.
Hey, you'll see me. I'll probably have something to say at some point. I get bored.
Yes. Will you ever reveal the secret?
It's a lot of dysfunction. Mm. I don't know if I can get into that deep. I need more than 280 characters.
Was the secret
that
you're from Suffolk County?
Secret's out, baby. I'm a coastal elite the whole time. That's or am I?
Yeah. Nicole, my brother and sister live in Suffolk County.
No, they can. They're invited to the backyard barbecue anytime. So, with my Suffolk.
Okay.
Suffolkites.
All right. Well, Nicole, excellent job here on the Reverse Family Feud. And
Thank you.
Puya, what's coming up for you?
Let's see. 90 Day Fiance, Rob. I had Sasha Joseph on with me this week. And this upcoming week, I got a new person debuting again on the 90 Day Mess. And that is Jacob Jones will be joining me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So get ready. We need a mop. It's going to get pretty sloppy over there. I can already tell you this as a fact. And then Liana's already plugged 90 Day, but 90, sorry, Masked Singer. Masked Singer has been good. We've got 4 unmaskings so far. No one too massive yet, but I have a feeling we're going to get to those later. So that'll be a good time as well. And then obviously you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I do stream 3-4 times a week, including this week, Rob, I had you on.
Yes.
And we did a tier list. We tier listed Playground Games, which was a very fun ride through nostalgia.
How did Squid Games fall in the Playground Games?
Well, that was the inspiration. It wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then,
red light, green light.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that fall in the tier list?
Did we have it? No, we did have it.
We did have it. I think it was like middle of the...
It's like middle.
Yeah,
middle-ish. What's the best playground game?
Yeah, Akiva, do you play red light, green light because you don't drive?
What does that mean?
Someone's not watching the game.
Yeah. Do you operate the do you know the rules of like red light, green light?
So you mean do I know the rules of the road? Because I'm not a big driver. Yeah. I mean, I like have driven before. I have a license. I'm not like unfamiliar. You don't think I know what a green light means? Is that your question?
Jeez. Keith, are you a hopscotch episodes. Guy? Did you
see
play
bullying is in, Nicole? I told you.
Wow, you're no, on I'm the, not, you have I'm the finger on the pulse.
I'm not coordinated enough to do hopscotch for you. The only sport I'm good at is bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even good at that. 164 is
what about mini golf? I feel like you could.
I am very good at mini golf. That is true.
Okay.
I will challenge anyone to some mini golf. I wish I got mini golf every day.
All right. And then keep us posted on when the track is coming.
I'm going to, hopefully that person listens. We're going to finagle a track. Hopefully it won't be snowing.
Yeah.
We're going to have that race.
What was it? A 40 yard dash? Do we now say what the distance was?
Is it 40 or 100?
Was it 100 meters? I don't remember.
100 meters, I think. I think it's 100 meters.
Wow. Okay.
So it's like a 15 for you guys. Like, I don't know, 14, 15 second race. I don't know how long, like the average non-Olympic person runs.
Okay.
100 meters in.
All right. Well, great job, Puya. And of course, thanks to Liana also for spending time with us here on a Saturday. Although there's not a lot to do on the internet on a Saturday.
Nothing. Certainly not replying to polls and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Akiva.
Yes.
What's coming up for you?
We did the very fun season two finale of NGOG this week. We put that in the books. Huge episode of the show. No spoilers. And Sasha Joseph joined us for that. Walk through a very special wedding. And we're going to watch some movies this week because we always watch a movie related to the cast of NGOG between seasons. And then on 32 Fans, we've been talking football. We power ranked the teams from 32 to 1 this past week.
Yeah.
The Jets are about number 30. They're moving up in the world. And Robin Akiva New Podcast, episode 151 next week.
Akiva, I have a present for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We have What's a that? Brand new way to subscribe to Robin Akiva New Podcast. Go to robiswebsite.com/RenapFeed. Get links to subscribe to the podcast. However, you listen to podcasts all with one link, robiswebsite.com/RenapFeed. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Okay. All right.
Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Here come your man in black. Man in black. Won't let you remember. All right, check it. Let me tell you this in closing. Although it might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Because we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, look at the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, because that's the man in, that's the man in. Here come the man in black, here they come, Galaxy Defenders. Here come the man in black, here they come.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.